And this newscast is brought to you by SEIU, Service Employees International Union, fastest growing union in North America at SEIU.org. One American military commander says it may take up to 2 to 3 years for American and Iraqi forces to gain the upper hand in the ongoing war in Iraq. That's the speculation from U.S. Commander Lieutenant General Raymond Ondanero, who's assumed day-to-day control of war operations last month. His assessment about the war comes just a couple of days before President George W. Bush is scheduled to unveil his latest strategy to fight the insurgency in Iraq. Commander struck a cautious note about the American outcome in the war, saying it would be contingent on what progress is made, stem the eroding support in the United States for the war. Bush administration senior officials say part of the president's revised strategy on Iraq will call for a series of goals the Iraqi government must meet. This is in a bid to stabilize the country politically and economically. Among the demands, steps that would draw more Sunnis into the political process. While the president is putting his final touches on his impending address about the war, the American operational commander says the new focus about the war will call for an increase in troops. In other news, a new congressional study has revealed what many wealthy and not so wealthy Americans already know. President Bush has heralded tax cuts does more to help those families making over $1 million a year than any other group. Congressional study was conducted by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. Study also revealed that tax rates for middle-income families also gained in 2004. Scientists reported yesterday they found a plentiful source of stem cells in the fluid that cushions babies in the womb. The development sidesteps the controversy over destroying embryos for research. And concerned residents in the city of Newark, New Jersey, expressing outrage and then demanding immediate answers from their new mayor, Cory Booker, about the rising tide of violent crime in the locality. Violent crime is already on the rise during the previous administration. Since the start of the new year, 5 murders have been recorded, 2 of the 5 in the last 48 hours. You're listening to Air America Radio News on the Air America Radio Network. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News sponsored in part by LendingTree. Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
They were attacked before reaching the main checkpoint leading to the airport.
The trials resumed with the chair of the main defendant empty. The chief judge has dismissed charges against Saddam Hussein for obvious reasons, but 6 co-defendants remain accused of war crimes and crimes against humanity during the 1980s. This is the 5th anniversary of one of the centerpieces of the Bush administration, the No Child Left Behind Act. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And it's one of the president's favorite programs.
We have seen major improvements in student achievement all across America.
But the No Child Left Behind law has its critics. National Education Association President Reg Weaver says the law requiring grade-level reading and math skills is grossly underfunded.
Things are not as good as we had hoped that they would be with the passing of this law.
Now, later this morning, the president meets with congressional leaders to call for reauthorization of the No Child Left Behind law. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It's in the House hopper and could get the green light tomorrow. A bill backed by the Democrats requiring all cargo destined for U.S. passenger jets to get the once-over for bombs. Industry groups complain inspections could slow delivery of important goods. Well, this is the sound of a taser, the police version designed to bring down bad guys with a single zap. Today, the company takes the wraps off a new model designed for civilians. Taser says it's small enough to tuck into a purse and will sell for about $300 beginning in April. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Mary Tyler Moore. I've met a lot of children with juvenile diabetes.
I'm 11 years old, and my mom says I have had at least 11,000 shots.
Insulin is not a cure. It's life support. That child could face blindness, stroke, amputation, and every day, an endless series of shots.
It really, really, really hurts.
We at the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation are dedicated to finding a cure. You can help us. Call 1-800-533-CURE.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Closures from the champagne snow that's turned to drifts on the highways around the metro area and along the Front Range. The turnpike is closed from Jeffco Airport to Boulder. Highway 93 closed from 64th Avenue to Highway 170. More coming up in a moment. Some rescues needed last night in Jeffco after drivers, their cars, trucks, and whatever else again became stuck in the drifts.
There are no reports of any injuries yet. I think we've had a couple of minor accidents, but people are moving at just a snail's pace because of the conditions, the whiteout conditions, that it's more a problem of people having difficulty ascertaining where the road edges are, so literally people are stopping in the middle of the road.
Officials did open a shelter at Arvada West High School. Just a handful of folks stayed there. Police continue to investigate the Derrett Williams murder. Right now, only one man in custody and police questioning Willie Clark, who was arrested Friday, but no arrests have been made in the case specifically. The 23-year-old picked up on a parole violation. He is a person of interest. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we have a very difficult start. High winds and blowing snow are going to be a problem throughout the commute, but especially for the west and north sides of town. Two unusual closures, Highway 93 between Superior and Boulder. We've had problems with that all weekend. And the turnpike, both east and westbound from Boulder to Jeffco Airport near McCaslin. So if you're commuting in and out of Denver, best option may be to use Highway 7 or Baseline Road through Lafayette, or caught all the way around to the diagonal. Also have a wreck eastbound just east of McCaslin. Of course, windy conditions causing hazardous driving on I-70 into the high country and across I-80 in Wyoming. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, high winds warning, 70-mile-per-hour gusts with blowing snow, high of 46. Currently partly cloudy and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
We'll see on CBS News Face the Nation yesterday.
If the president wants to expand the mission, that's a conversation he has to have with the Congress of the United States. But there's not a carte blanche and a blank check to him to do whatever he wishes there.
And she's not the only one, as you'll hear after this.
Is your office in disarray? Can't find what you need? Well, Office Depot has great deals on file folders, binders, filing cabinets, shredders, and storage containers. Plus, we have over 800 calendars and planners to keep you up to date. So hurry in. Let Office Depot lend you a hand getting organized. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Oh, Office Depot!
Hi, I'm Smokey, and this is my new friend, Ernie.
Hi.
Ernie wants to be a biker.
Sure do.
Okay, just calm down, Ernie. First, you need a bike. Then you need Geico Motorcycle Insurance. They cover most kinds of bikes and have money-saving discounts. And finally, you'll need a nickname. Something that suits you, like, I don't know, Fuzzy Bunny.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Too late. It's already stuck, Fuzzy.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
The new chairman of the House Appropriations Committee is David Obey, Democrat of Wisconsin. And like Speaker Nancy Pelosi, he has come out against the issuing of blank checks for Iraq.
Congress will provide everything that the troops need. We've been very aggressive in trying to do that in the past, but there are certainly going to be no blank checks.
Republicans like Senator Trent Lott of the Select Committee on Intelligence suggested on CNN's late edition that there will have to be some checks with numbers on them.
We need to support our troops. We need to make sure they have the equipment they need to perform their duties, to protect them.
But no blank ones. He, too, is against that.
I don't think we should give just a blank check.
To hear those in Congress on the talk shows yesterday, you'd think that the idea of not issuing blank checks to the president is a brand new idea, Speaker Pelosi.
And this is new for him, because up until now, the Republican Congress has given him a blank check with no oversight, no standards, no conditions. And we've gone into this situation, which is a war without end, which the American people have rejected.
War without end. There's another thing President Bush is unlikely to propose. Mind you, Democrats do not want anybody to think even for a minute that they're not squarely behind our troops in Iraq.
The American people and the Congress support those troops, we will not abandon them. But if the president wants to add to this mission, he is going to have to justify it.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Okay. The question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we'd do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Osgood File, January 8th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Okay, whether we're wrong or whether we're right, I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. Mario's filling in tomorrow. I'm filling in today. Welcome and thank you for joining us. We're hoping Jay has a speedy recovery and he's back in the saddle real soon. Maybe even this week. Who knows? 303-713-7600. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk. Thank you for joining me. All right, we have a lot to talk about. The chat shows, or as Osgood says, full of. There will be no blank check to the President of the United States. If he's going to go further and deeper into Iraq, he better get an okay by us. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. Because everybody's also falling all over themselves to say, but we don't want to defund anything. No, we don't want to leave the troops over there hanging with no money. See, one of the things that's happened is the military is too complicated now to just pull some money out and say, well, you know, we just... Excuse me, I'm trying to fix something while I'm on the air. It's one of those things where you just... It's so deeply complicated in terms of the amount of the money that you need logistically in order to keep the massive machine that is the U.S. military now going that it's really difficult, I would imagine, to slice out a piece of the pie, which is one reason why none of the Democrats are really talking openly, except maybe Dennis Kucinich and a few others, about how just defund the entire thing. Well, you can't really do that. What are you going to defund the part of? You're going to defund the part that gives them armor on their trucks and on their tanks as they go into these troubled areas? Are you going to pull out the part that's got their armor? Are you going to pull out the part that feeds them? I mean, what the hell are you going to do? And this is part of the problem. Another problem is that heretofore, the president hasn't had to have any, and I mean any accountability for what he's been doing. So that's going to be new, too. And all of those things are very good. The best card, I think, that the Democrats hold in their quiver of options is the arrow of accountability. The absolute, and that sounds, I know it sounds like the arrow of accountability, Aaron. What does that mean? Well, it means that they can send it directly to the heart of this presidency, and they can really stymie them. Are you kidding? That's why Harriet Myers is getting the old boot. See ya. Bye, Harriet. Don't let the door hit you in your behind, because we're going to have true shark-like lawyers here to fend off every single subpoena that we're going to get. And there are going to be 11 investigations alone on Iraq, because every representative and senator who wants to make a name for himself has been waiting in the wings. Now, I know I sound a little cynical, because I do believe that there are a lot of this is, they do want to get down to the bottom of it. I mean, Joe Biden, Senator of Delaware, was talking over the weekend. He is also the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he says it would be a tragic mistake if Bush chooses to increase troops. But at the same time, he said, well, but we can't cut off funding. And he was the one who talked. He said, as a practical matter, there's no way to say that this is going to be stopped in terms of the troop increase unless there's enough congressional Republicans who join Democrats in convincing Bush that the strategy is wrong. So if you want the war to stop, you also now need to lobby your congressional Republicans, too, because they're going to still be able to prop him up a bit with some help from some defecting
Democrat. So we need to talk about this at 303-713-7600. How will this play out? I don't know, but I see the country starting to divide itself along two great divides. One of them, well, maybe three. There's the president and his cheerleaders who are like, and I watched Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham almost got apoplectic on Tim Russert's Meet the Press, the most popular Sunday show. He was sitting there, and I watched him. At first, he stayed quiet, and he was just quietly supporting the president. Yes, I support the idea of troops. Yes, I do believe we need to go in there. It's a very tough choice. And he was very calm. But then at the end, he just started whipping himself. And I don't know which cuts were posted on the website, but we'll be hearing from him a little later in the show, thanks to the magic of John Turk and his editing. But Lindsey Graham sounded flat out hysterical. He started, well, but we got to support the president. We got to support the president. We got to get troops in. We can't lose. It'll just be disastrous. You know, and I'm listening to him whip himself into a frenzy, and I'm thinking, what the hell do you think's happened now? You know, well, our mission in the region will be seen as terrible. Will be seen as ineffective. Will be seen as bad. You know, I'm just going to go through the logic here of everything that everybody's saying and try to figure out for myself what the heck we should do, because I don't want to defund the troops. That sounds bad, throwing them into harm's way with no money. But at the same time, I have to think as a citizen who's very much opposed to this war, always has been, always knew it was a bogus exercise in adventurism, oil exploration, and massive war profiteering. So I've hated this war from the very beginning. I mean, I knew we had to go into Afghanistan. I wasn't loath to do that, but we've made a hash out of that, too. So why should we trust this administration with literally more of our blood and treasure? Why should we do that? And that's my question is, how do you want people to vote? How do you want Salazar to vote? How do you want DeGette to vote? How do you want your representative, your senator, how do you want them to vote? 303-713-7600. Because I'm torn. I don't know whether I could vote to defund troops, but at the same time, I want this war to end. And I want the accountability and the consequences to immediately slam this president upside the head. I can think of elsewhere I'd like to sock him to. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. And no, I don't mean there. AM 760 Progressive Talk. The nose. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Good morning. Stay out of the way of those avalanches.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call
1-800-992-3370.
Get your free tape right now.
1-800-992-3370.
1-800-992-3370.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's National Toll-Free Hotline. Line for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
573-1800-700-0573.
Leave your computer problems to the pros at PC Answers. This is John Hogan, and starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and solve your computer problems.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Anyone who's suggesting that we begin to withdraw from either party needs to answer the question, what happens when we leave? Do we go back in if there's open civil war? What do we do if Iran becomes the owner of the southern part of Iraq?
And those are all good questions, but aren't they false dichotomies? Who knows? It's 303-713-7600. I mean, it may be that Iran's taking over southern Iraq as we speak. I mean, come on, Lindsay. The other problem is maybe we should just partition the country. It's never been together. I mean, everybody thinks that, you know, it's like, ooh, goodness, there's sectarian violence in Iraq. Like they couldn't have predicted that, but they didn't predict that. If they had read an ounce of homework, I mean, some of us talk show hosts, and we're not, you know, necessarily geniuses, but some of us talk show hosts managed to read enough about Iraq to know this will be a giant ethnic and sectarian mess if we get involved in it. So if I knew, they should have known. And I don't know whether continuous warfare is going to help the problem at all. See, it's almost like they're taking a game. It seemed to me, watching it over the weekend, they're looking back to the future. I mean, it's like they basically went, well, 4 years ago we should have come in with enough force to make this place secure. That's what we should have done. We should have been more careful. We should have taken care of it. But they didn't, and they lost the opportunity. And I don't think you get givebacks. I don't think you get to go, hi, do-over. That's like a grade school approach to geopolitics to me. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'd love to talk to you. I watched all the chat shows I could possibly cram into my eyeballs over yesterday morning. So I'd love to talk to you about that roundup coming up on the J. Marvin Show. Karen in Boulder, good morning and welcome.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
I didn't see any of those chat shows, so I don't know exactly what you're talking about, all that stuff. But as far as the troop buildup and that sort of thing, I just wanted to comment on that. I'm with you. I totally against the war from the very beginning. I thought it was stupid, exactly, just a way for, you know, the rich to get richer in this country and favoritism, all that. But, you know, I think at this point, you know, you were saying that there's no do-overs. And, yeah, there's no do-overs, but I don't know if we've completely lost the opportunity to do what we needed to do in the first place. And I think at this point to pull out would be disastrous. But if we have a committee that says, there's a bipartisan committee that says this might help to go in with more troops and really stabilize the situation, I don't know that we have another choice.
Well, and I don't want to leave them to just wail on each other and kill each other. We never should have allowed Muqtada al-Sadr to come out of Sadr City with all kinds of gang violence. I mean, we have gang violence in Denver, let's face it.
Right.
We just got a horrible reminder of that over New Year's. But, you know, I think that's one of the... Can you imagine that amplified, you know, what happened in Soto, like 900,000%? And to leave them at the mercy of living in an area where they're going to be shooting each other and killing each other, when we started it, I mean, when we took the lid off, I don't see how responsibly we can do that. And at the same time, I don't want one more soldier to be lost to this mess. So, you know, the only thing I can come up with that is mildly hopeful, Karen, and maybe you see some hope in this, too. Lieutenant General David Petraeus was on the cover of Newsweek a couple of years back, and I happen to be a subscriber. And so I've read fairly extensively about him, and he seems to get it. He's a Ph.D. He's one of the smartest men in the military. He rewrote the counterinsurgency manual recently, and he's been talking about pacifying, you know, in other words, getting to know the people around you. I mean, this seems so simple, but it's almost laughable. But at least he understands that. I mean, at least he's someone finally in the Bush administration who actually understands history. And he did a good job in Mosul. But from what I understand from the soldiers who have served over there, Mosul is a much different place than Baghdad.
Right. I mean, there's so many different sects. You're right. It's like, you know, it's worse than the United States. You know, you got the South, I mean, it's the whole religious breakup. And
this is like the Crips and the Bloods on 500 years of steroids, you know?
Right,
I mean, that's
right.
The problem here, I think. I mean, it's...
Exactly. Well, and just, you know, and when you have a population that has just no respect for life like that, where they can just, or even their own lives, where they can just blow themselves up, that's difficult to fight. So, you know, if we take the Crips and the Bloods from here and send them over there, we won't lose any more soldiers, and they'll get to kill people for fun.
Well,
right.
So that might be the solution. Maybe
right?
That solution. Maybe we should just, you know, and whatever that number is, Patruka 13 and the Aryan race, and I don't want to leave anybody out. Yeah, maybe we should just do that. No, that's terrible. It's like, hi. Oh, it's like an old, who was it? The comedian who's really crabby. But his solution was just make everybody who's icky move all to one state, you know, and then they can wail on each other. Anyway, thank you so much for your call. I'm confused, too. I want to listen to I want some sober leadership. At least Lindsey Graham and Joe Biden were talking from their hearts, you know, and they were talking from their informed knowledge. That's what I want to hear more of. From Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, too. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Deb in Loveland, welcome and good morning. Are we out of our minds?
Yeah, no. I definitely think we were out of our minds from the get-go, and I always laugh when people talk about winning wars, losing wars. At the very best, when we're talking winning wars, we've committed a lot of our resources and dollars, and it's always taken from what the people need, a medical care, job training, affordable housing, transportation, you name it.
Well, and this new bill, from what I understand it, this new idea, this new package that the president may propose a little later this week will also include $1 billion to help for a job project. Actually, we're stupid enough to call it that. We're going to make jobs in Iraq, and it's like, how about jobs at home? How about giving the middle class some health benefits here at home, Bushy? I mean, it's, you know, but
it is ridiculous.
Why didn't they do this right after the, you know, I was against the intervention from the very beginning. But
the big wealth has gone to the contractors who never hired Iraqis in 4 years, and now Bush magnanimously says $1 billion
to hire
Iraqis, and it's all hoo-ha.
Oh, get this. They were saying, well, they can come and do chores for us temporarily. And I'm like, excuse me, they're going to be your chore monkeys now? What? How horrible is this? They're just ridiculous.
I couldn't have said it better.
I mean, and that's the attitude they take, I want to make clear. It's not the attitude I have towards Iraqis. So it's like, I just can't believe it. It's like, hi, you know, excuse us, you can do menial work for us while we're here, and then good luck finding a job after we leave. Bye-bye. We'll make $1 million to, what, supplement the contractors who are tired of paying people $60 an hour because you have to pay somebody $60 an hour to dodge bullets while they're working?
Right. And my other point was, you lose a war from the get-go when it's based on lies, and you go in and you bomb civilians.
So
how is that defending your country's best interests, and you torture people.
Absolutely, but how is it moral to leave them to slaughter each other now?
Well, they are slaughtering each other right now.
Mm-hmm.
The last report I heard from the Lancet this summer was 655,000 Iraqi civilians. Now, that is a slaughter, especially, you know, you look at the size of Iraq compared to the size of the United States, and if we had that kind of slaughter going around in Texas, you know, we'd say it's out of control. I don't feel that the United States has never looked at the rest of the world. It just, you know, we're going to go in, we're going to do what we want to, never mind all the other countries or the UN or any of that. And at this point, we better put on some humble pie, and rather than saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we need to start to look to what everybody else worldwide is saying and do some getting together, and no matter what, it is a mess, so it's going to be a mess getting out.
Thank you very much. Your position is clear. Thank you so much, Devin Loveland. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina Michaels will be coming up with Progressive Traffic coming right up. Be careful this morning. Be careful if you're in Berthoud Pass, for sure. Whoa, what a miraculous save that was. Stunning that nobody was seriously injured. But the president has declared Colorado a disaster. So it's 303-713-7600. Thanks to all these storms, I understand from John Turk back at the studio. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll talk more about Pat Schroeder is quoted by the San Francisco Chronicle about Nancy Pelosi. We'll talk about what her role should be. What do you want? Pull out now, or do we need to stay for a while to make sure things simmer down? Any kind of escalation of troops? That's what we're talking about this morning. 303-713-7600. This is the J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in.
With the recent storms, are you thinking that your furnace might not be up to shape? You're not alone. Many found their heating system wasn't ready for another winter. This is Jack of Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling, an authorized American Standard heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality dealer. Don't wait until the next storm comes to find yourself and your loved ones in the cold. Call me today and I'll help you find the American Standard Heating and Indoor Air Quality System for your needs at the right price. 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
To the diagonal, because we also have Highway 93 south of Boulder shut down between 64th Avenue and Colorado 170. That's also due to the adverse driving conditions. So not a good idea this morning to travel, especially if you're headed into the high country. We have a high wind advisory as well along I-70. Weather outlook today, this high wind warning continues with 70-mile-per-hour gusts expected, blowing snow, high of 46. Right now, partly cloudy, 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for job seekers? Advertise your employment opportunity in one of our largest job sections of the year. The Super Sunday Jobs Classifieds in the Sunday, January 14th, Denver Post. Put the power of the newspaper's job classifieds to work for you. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power Tools.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. Always on your radio. Always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Marvin here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only for my friends at the Mortgage Store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. I guarantee you're going to love it. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company you can trust that'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how Invent Help may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If the president wants to add to this mission, he is going to have to justify it. And this is new for him, because up until now, the Republican Congress has given him a blank check with no oversight, no standards, no conditions. And we've gone into this situation, which is a war without end, which the American people have rejected.
Nicely put, that's our new House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, laying down a marker. Whether and how that marker will be fulfilled is another question. That's one we're pondering this morning on the Jay Marvin Show. Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay today. It's 303-713-7600. We're hoping for a speedy recovery, and do please send me or Jay missives via the instant message service on your website, am760.net. I actually have my email box open. You can also write to me via Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. And the it's like the puzzler is back. The webmasters are back. Both of them happen to be in Florida for conferences and vacations while I was last on the air, in case you were wondering why the website seemed a little out of date. I tried. I'm still trying to learn how to update it. I need to sit down with them and do that, but my school or their work keeps intervening. It's 303-713-7600. Here's the thing. It's really easy to say, de-escalate, investigate, troops home now, as the war protesters led by Cindy Sheehan did last week. But the reality of this is going to be very, very, very tough. So it's 303-713-7600. Ed in Denver, good morning and welcome.
Aaron, how you doing?
I'm swell. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, so I was listening. The radio came on, and you started ringing the bell pretty clearly about how they've been incompetent. And
Yeah.
The guys who have this much geopolitical expertise could screw up so badly. It just doesn't. You can't reconcile the fact that these guys are this smart, this savvy, this experienced, and they have done everything wrong.
I know.
There's no conclusion that either they're incompetent, which is hard to buy.
Right.
Or they're just absolutely it's gross war profiteering.
Yeah. And
okay,
that's where I think we're there.
That discussion hasn't reared its head, and I don't know.
Oh, I think it will. I think that's why there are going to be all these investigations. 11, count them, 11 coming up.
And I hope that the point of these investigations isn't just so that Joe Biden will get his face on the TV.
I know. Well, it is in part. You know that, right? I mean, he's running for president. Come on.
Yeah, and he just announced that he was running for president just yesterday, as a matter of fact.
On George Stephan? I mean, on
right.
Meet the Press. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Was it?
It was Meet the Press, I think.
I had it on in the background as I was beating my kids. Just kidding. But that is how things go with Sunday. Sometimes in the morning they want to watch TV and watch cartoons or whatnot, and I have to watch or have the news program.
Yeah, my pesky dog does the same thing by wanting a walk. You know, it's like, what? You want to walk now? What's wrong with you?
The nerve of them.
Yeah.
So I'm watching TV here. So what's important is that we get the message out that these guys have screwed up.
Yeah.
That it is gross incompetence and or gross war profiteering. So, and they lost it. They had one chance to do it right. Like you say, you don't get a do-over. This isn't grade school.
No.
You can't start, well, now we have a chance to do it right. No, I don't think so. I know that they lost it. So there's just no reconciling that. So what are the ramifications? What does this mean? If we get that message across that they screwed up, they're not the guys to solve the problem anymore.
No, and that is the problem, isn't it? I mean, and they're all saying, well, they just want to hang in until they can fork it over on a new president to make him look bad.
Well, I know that. Yeah, that's Biden nailed it on the head with that.
Yeah, I agree. So
let's say we do have to pull out. What are the ramifications? We know that Iran is the most regionally powerful group or country there. They're going to move in. They are a Shiite majority.
Bet. They're already moving in.
What does that mean for us? Everybody says we can't have that. We can't have that. But what does that really mean? They've never invaded another country. They are a relatively well-educated group. There are some radical mullahs in charge there.
And have been for some time.
But the main thing is they hate us because of a lot of things that we've pulled off. They're not just evil because they're evil.
Right.
And if we pull out, what does that mean for us? They're going to control the oil in that area. That much is clear. But what does that mean security-wise for us?
Well, without oil, we're not very secure at our present makeup. If we started here's what I think we need to do, and I mean every president from before Gerald Ford on up has said we need to free ourselves from dependency of oil. But this is a glaring reason why. I mean, because if we had an alternative energy program, we could just go, you know what, we don't care that Iraq has the third largest oil reserves. Bye-bye. See you later. We don't care. China, fuel your engines. Goodbye.
Yeah.
But the problem is that we do need a steady supply of oil as we stand right now in order to be able to keep the great engine that is
Understood.
The United States of America going. So how do we do it? Good question, because now... With the hanging of Saddam Hussein and how bad that was, do you know that he is now becoming a big martyr?
And
I mean, not only have we lost Shia Muslims,
yet another
we have lost Sunni
Shura.
Muslims. We have lost them as well because now it's circulating around and people are going, look how brave Saddam was. Oh, never mind that he was a terrible despot when he was alive, but
yep,
look
they
how
managed
brave
to change
and
the
dignified.
Argument.
Right, how brave and dignified he is in death. You know, the United States of America loses again, game over. So when Lindsey Graham starts screaming, we can't lose, I just look at him, shake my head, and go, where do you think we haven't lost? Now, you asked me a really good question, Ed, which is, so what if Iran takes over? For some time now, people smarter than I am in the region have been saying that what we needed to do a long, long time ago was beef up the young people in Iran who really can't stand the mullahs much. They want to ski. They want a vacation at the beach. They want to be able to wear headscarves or not as they choose. They want to have a modern government. They want to have jobs. They want to have a good life. They want the same thing all the rest of us want, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
So the reality is we should be beefing up the Democratic. There is a Democratic, a large stream of Democratic longing in the region. But we have done nothing but torpedo their ambitions by being warmongering buffoons.
Right.
So what we need to do, I think, is so maybe we should pull out. Maybe Joe Biden's right. We should go, okay, Kurds, you go to the north, and you know what? If you start confronting Turkey, we'll come in and help you. You know, Sunnis, you carve out your little part, and they'll have to give you some oil revenue because most of, you know, your part
Actually,
does not include oil revenue.
We should just say, don't give them any advice. Say, look, we screwed up. We got no room to talk. We have no good suggestions because we're a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, well,
I mean, honestly,
the problem is not all
me,
of us are idiots.
There has to be a certain amount of, let's get real.
Yeah,
we screwed up.
Yeah, yeah.
We got nothing to say. You guys don't want to listen to us anyways. You guys are going to have to do what you're going to do, and we are going to have to step back and just apologize. I mean, honestly, I don't think we have any power there anymore. All we've got is hatred
that
we created, we fully deserve.
You know, that's an interesting question. Thank you very much. Very thought-provoking call. I'm going to mull it over during the break here, and I thank you for you know, taking the conversation to a new level as well, all of you this morning. Thank you very much for joining me, Ed. I appreciate it. Ed's right. You know, should we just apologize and go home? Will that work better? How can we restore our sanity and our standing in the world? How do we protect our troops? How do we protect the Iraqis? Can we do all of them at once, or maybe we just have to face cold, hard facts? It's early in the morning. We might as well. It's 6:45 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Good morning. The number to join us, 303-713-7600. I'm sure your plan will be better than Bush's. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Bikers and motorcyclists to wear a helmet. It's the seatbelt for your brain. Denver Health, level one care for all. Visit denverhealth.org.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
With the recent storms, are you thinking that your furnace might not be up to shape? You're not alone. Many found their heating system wasn't ready for another winter. This is Jack of Jack Mice Heating and Cooling, an authorized American Standard heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality dealer. Don't wait until the next storm comes to find yourself and your loved ones in the cold. Call me today and I'll help you find the American Standard heating and indoor air quality system for your needs at the right price. 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Start your new year off in a new light. Enlightened Studios in Boulder is moving, and all displays are now on sale. Add some sparkle and update your style with display bargains from 20 to 40% off. Purchase additional stock or special orders to go with your displays at 20% off. Help Enlightened Studios in Boulder move to their new location by taking advantage of their moving sale going on now. Hurry in for a great selection of display lighting to brighten your new year. A unique lighting store located at 1990 8th Street in Boulder. For now, call them at 303-449-9899.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
If he's talking about a buildup, to me that means an extension and an intensification of our stay there. And to me, if he's going to build it up, we need to have an understanding of what his strategy is for building down and ending our involvement before we get very enthusiastic about supporting and building up.
That's David Obie of Wisconsin. He also repeated the refrain, no blank check for the president. I think what they're trying to do is sound moderate and reasonable as they listen to the plan as it is unveiled. It does not seem to be anything new. They're talking about a rapid influx of 20,000 troops to help David Petraeus, who will be minted newly as a general. He'll go from lieutenant general to, I think, five-star. But anyway, he is going to be running it. Who knows? He is viewed alternately as brilliant and arrogant. We'll have to see. I'd love to know what Wesley Clark thinks of him. And you know what? I'm always happy when my prep absolutely reflects Mike Check. And I will tell you about what he is saying, General Wesley Clark, that is. Also, in the awkward department, this is so awful, the U.S. Army sent letters urging soldiers to return to active duty. The problem, according to the Canadian press, well, they have expired. They are dead. And I'd launch into a Monty Python routine, but they are our war dead, and I do not want to seem insensitive. But it's like this person has expired. They are no more. Stop it. I mean, it would be, it is, it's like the Grand Guignol. It's like a terrible joke, isn't it? This administration's ability to enact compassion. 303-713-7600. Walt, good morning and welcome to the J. Marvin Show this morning from Littleton.
Good morning, Aaron.
Hi, Walt.
I guess, you know, to weigh in on this conversation, the first thing I wanted to say is I am not a supporter of the Bush administration. I'm not a supporter of this war. But I am somewhat concerned about the notion of just pulling out.
Yep, me too.
Because I think that's going to create a vacuum, and I think organizations like Al-Qaeda and who knows who are going to fill the void. So, and the other thing I don't understand is about this additional 20,000 or so troops. The math that I understand is that we have about 150,000 troops there. I've also been told by the administration that they've trained about 325,000 security forces, which are Iraqi.
What are they doing? Where are they?
Are 475,000 people doing that 20,000 more people are going to change?
This is a very good question. Another very good question is, are they really trained? And see, that's where Petraeus has been in charge, and that's part of the reason why I'm worried about him taking over, too. It's like point-counterpoint on virtually every single point of this stupid act, you know, this stupid situation that we are in. But just calling it stupid isn't going to cut it. We've got to come up with something, and I would love to just sit and rail and claim it's all war profiteering and claim that they're warmongering, blood-sucking jerks, which all of which I think is true. But the problem is real 18-year-old and 19-year-old men and women are there fighting and dying for us. And, you know, we've got a raging problem in the region. What the hell are we going to do if we pull out of there and it goes to hell? I mean,
the problem is that we have surrounding countries. I mean, there are really only two or three stable countries in that area, Syria, Egypt, and I'm not sure what the other one is, but
in Egypt, they're only stable on the surface. I mean, Syria's got a roiling opposition to Assad growing underneath. They've also been interfering in Lebanon, which is annoying practically everybody. Egypt has the Muslim Brotherhood, which is running right under, you know, threatening to take over and ruin Mubarak. Don't forget, I mean, they have assassinated their leaders in the past. So I think it, and I don't think we've helped one damn bit by this. If the aim was to set up a democracy and stabilize the region, then they've failed on all counts. Now, the question is, I mean, have you read Brent Scowcroft's words on this?
No.
He talks a lot about what we need to do instead, and he does believe in the surge if somebody thinks it will help. And I'm with you. What are 20,000 more people going to do? And I guess what the idea is, and I'm only talking from, you know, the information I've read, which is they will send them mostly to Baghdad. Instead of just clearing, you know, what they do is now is they go into neighborhoods from bases, and they go in quick. they, you know, subdue the guys who are causing trouble, the gangs and the militias, then they go back out and it starts all over again. So it's a self-defeating activity.
Sure.
What they're talking about now is to not leave, to go in with small cadres of U.S. troops who will be supporting the Iraqis in order to give them, I guess, support and shore them up, because what happens now is they either defect to their own side and become de facto members of the militia, or they leave and run away because they're frightened, because many of them are also, and this is not a big, this is not played up real big,
right,
is they're not very well equipped at all. Because,
right,
remember, we took away all their weapons, and many of them took them home, and they didn't give them back to the paramilitary when they came back, you know? So,
well, let's say what you just said is true.
So we go in there and then
that.
We hold it. We hold it.
Yeah.
We actually try to, we send it. It would be like sending a cadre of the Denver police into gang-related areas and trying to calm things down long enough for witnesses to be able to testify. And you know, I don't know whether that's going to be possible in terms of, I mean, it's difficult enough in our urban areas that have been plagued by gang violence before. I don't know whether it's going to be possible in an area where we don't really understand all the players.
It might be possible if they were to do that and then slowly transition our soldiers out and their security forces in, if their security forces are equipped and trained to do the job.
Yes, and equipped and trained. I think that's a very key part of this. You know, I still wouldn't like it, but I would feel better if that's what we were doing rather than just going in with a surge. Because the surges that the other problem is with this, and I think this is one reason why we need to examine it fully, is they've gone in before with surges of troops, and it's done practically speaking nothing.
Yeah.
The other thing you're going to be doing is you're going to be overextending the military.
Yes.
It's like I was going to start the show today and probably should have with the words, you know, and I think I'll start the next hour with, we have no good options. All of our options are pretty lousy.
Which is an entirely separate topic.
Right, exactly.
That's quite a discussion.
It is. I mean, all of our options now are awful. And they, you know, it's just, this is the problem when you go in and you're headstrong and you don't face facts. Because, and I don't know how, I mean, Bush is a naive, Bush was naive and stupid and they manipulated him, I believe. But, and I think he thinks he's clever and crafty, but I think he's not very knowledgeable at all. So, but the ones who have no excuse are the Rumsfelds and the Cheneys and the Wolfowitz and the people who should have known better. I mean, Bill Kristol is still going, well, we can go in there and stabilize them, it'll be okay. And it's like, what are you? Are you crazy? But maybe it can be done. The problem is, I'm not sure 20,000 combat troops are going to cut it, and I'm not. And I'm pretty sure it's too late. So this that's where I'm standing these days with my stomach in a big fat knot.
It would be one thing if we had an administration that I believed and trusted.
Exactly.
But I don't believe a single word
no.
that comes out of any
See,
one of them
now. That's the problem. It's exactly. I'm in the same boat. It's like I do believe that the Democrats will, and thank God they're in charge now, because at least we'll have some oversight as the Titanic sinks. But I'm not sure it's going to be better to have a play-by-play of how bad it's gotten that's actually realistic.
Yeah.
You know, at least we'll know the truth, at least some of it, more
but
of
it. It may hurt quite a bit.
Oh, I think it's going to hurt massively.
Yeah.
You know, that's the conclusion I came to over the weekend. I just kept listening and going, oh, my goodness. I mean, I've known we were in trouble for a very long time, but we're in really bad trouble now.
I know.
I mean, I was listening to Scowcroft, and even he couldn't sound hopeful at all. He was on with George Stephanopoulos, and he just sounded awful. It was like he was trying to say, well, if we just solve this problem, it'll get better. But you thought, they hate us so much now, I'm not sure it won't take 50 years. That may be what we need, is 50 years.
And it's not one single problem.
No, it's incredibly complex.
We're dealing with a multitude of
problems. Nope, very good one. We're going to go multitude of problems, and we have no good options left coming up next. Thank you, Walt, very much. Again, very thought-provoking hour. I appreciate Jay Marvin's audience, one of the smartest in showbiz. Love to talk to you. 303-713-7600. AM 760 Progress Talk. Gina Michaels will be bringing you traffic. We'll be bringing you the news. Stand by. We'll be back with more questions and maybe some answers. Who knows?
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When my son started having behavior problems,
the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. A new study finds that girls are at risk if those in-between years aren't lean years. The study reported in the Journal of Pediatrics says ages 9 to 12 are the time when girls have the greatest risk of packing on dangerous extra pounds.
Puts them at high risk for high blood pressure and other cardiovascular conditions that increase the risk of having a heart attack or a stroke when they get older.
Dr. Denise Simons-Morton at the National Institutes of Health says mom and dad should take some common sense precautions.
Parents can be good role models and have appropriate foods in their homes that are healthier and encourage their children to be physically active.
I'm Jim Taylor. A lot of schools are getting into this act, handing out obesity report cards. Kids coming home with their BMI number, body mass index. The intention, to let parents know what kind of physical shape their child is in and whether their BMI may point to an obesity risk. Trouble is, many parents and many more kids don't really know what a BMI is. New York Times reporting a lot of overreactions, some kids refusing to eat. Frank?
Stem cell researchers are excited about a report that calls amniotic fluid a rich new source of cells that might one day be used to fight any number of diseases. Getting stem cells from amniotic fluid would avoid the ethical controversy surrounding the use of embryonic stem cells. While the top House Democrat is serving notice, no blank check to send more troops to Iraq.
If the president wants to add to this mission, he is going to have to justify it.
Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, what's the reaction to that?
Well, the White House promises the president will consult with Speaker Pelosi and other leaders from both parties before he delivers his long-awaited speech later this week. But there are questions about how the Democrats could block the president's plans for more troops and more spending. He'll also try to respond to congressional concerns by insisting on so-called benchmarks for Iraq's government, an approach that, frankly, has sown mixed results so far, Frank.
In Baghdad, CBS's Laura Logan tells us why more troops may not solve the problem.
The best thing that we have is to look at what is happened already. When the U.S. brought in 12,000 more troops into Baghdad last summer, it made absolutely no difference to the security situation. In fact, security here in Baghdad got even worse.
In the blink of an eye, a traffic accident turned a time of joy to a time of tragedy for a Statesville, North Carolina family. CBS's Jim Crisula has that.
A father, mother, two girls, and an 11-month-old boy are all dead, survived by a 13-year-old boy who had stayed at home, while the rest of the family went shopping for party supplies for the toddler, whose first birthday was going to be this Thursday. It's believed the family's SUV was traveling too fast in the rain, ran off the road down a steep embankment, overturned, and landed in a creek.
For some people, it could be a new self-defense option. Taser is coming out with a new, smaller, and less expensive stun gun for civilian use. Should be on the market in April for about $300. Legal in most states, but not all. S&P futures are up 3. This is CBS News.
Accounting, Fernwell speaking.
Hello, Mr. Fernwell, this is Neuralman.
Yes, Neuralman, how's the virus?
Darn thing just seems to hang on. I think I'll have to stay home again today.
No problem, Bob's here.
Oh, Bob? Who's Bob?
He's the account temp's temporary I brought in.
You know, I think this thing's starting to break up. I could probably be in about noon. What do you think?
No, don't worry. Bob and I are doing just fine.
Account temps is the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. Visit us at accounttemps.com.
Is
Is your office in disarray? Can't find what you need? Well, Office Depot has great deals on file folders, binders, filing cabinets, shredders, and storage containers. Plus, we have over 800 calendars and planners to keep you up to date. So hurry in. Let Office Depot lend you a hand getting organized. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Oh, Office Depot!
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Gusts of 100 miles per hour in the foothills. There's closures and other issues on area roadways with high winds causing ground blizzards. High wind warning is up in the foothills and parts of the metro area through 5 o'clock tonight. AM 760's Gina Michaels going to update the road closures coming up. Blowing snow causing some schools around the area to close or start a little bit later in the day. Boulder Valley RE2, El Dorado K-8, and Nederland Middle and Senior High Schools closed. Gold Hill, Jamestown, and Nederland Elementaries are also closed today. Clear Creek RE1 closed. La Vida RE2 closed due to the wind. Legacy Academy is opening at 9 o'clock this morning. Estes Park R3 schools are closed. Platte Canyon School District closed. Prairie RE11 because of the winds and snow drifts closed. St. Vrain Valley RE1J. Here are some of the closures and late starts. Niwot Elementary, Niwot High School, Lyons Elementary, Lyons Middle and Senior High School, Hygiene Elementary, Silver Creek, Altona Middle School, Eagle Crest Elementary, Westview Middle School, all closed today because of the high winds and the snow drifts. And Strasburg 31J closed today. Buses running only on paved roads for Stratton R4. The U.S. Department of Commerce, Boulder Labs, they are opening at noon today with a late start. For the latest school, business, and community event delays and closures, you can go to am760.net. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. The commute is a disaster in many areas. High winds and blowing snow making driving extremely hazardous, especially to the west and north. You can expect wrecks and delays along I-76, I-70, 225. Of course, the major problems for Boulder, eastbound lanes of the Turnpike still closed, as is Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. You can expect South Boulder and Baseline roads to be jammed as folks head off on those into Denver. Also have a closure of Tower Road between Pena and 56 due to drifting snow. It's tough out there, so drive safe. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, high wind warning, 70-mile-per-hour gusts expected with blowing snow, high of 46. Right now, partly cloudy and 38 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't leave your holiday memories sitting in the camera. Right now, you can get prints for just 15 cents each at King Soopers. Log on to kingsoopers.com for online processing or bring your digital media card into any participating store. King Soopers, right store, right price.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in the crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. Do stay tuned with us. We'll also be guiding you through that incredible, crazy blowing snow. I know the wind can get really great, but 75 to 100 miles per hour, and it hasn't even snowed since Friday. Ah! Good luck. Be careful. Drive safely, and remember, it's going to be icy because it's now 38 degrees. It's going to warm up to 46, I think I heard Gina say. So, you know, it's going to get messy, slushy, you know the drill. But be very, very careful out there because it sounds just nasty. That doesn't mean, though, that if you're home and dry, if you're stuck in traffic, as long as you're safe, give us a call, 303-713-7600. After watching the chat shows all weekend, and I watched Meet the Press, George Stephanopoulos, I had to hold my nose and watch Fox News. You know it's bad when they're going, and what are our options? Oh, and you think, what's your plan? You know, it's like they always do that. What's your plan? And here's what I want to say is, you first, to echo my favorite character on The Closer. You, he's like a perp tells her to go to hell, and she looks at him and she goes, you first. So that's what I want to say is you first. You know, go ahead. You've obviously had a lack of planning this entire 4 years. Let's see what your plan is now, jerk. Now, here's part of the problem, too, is Nouri al-Maliki doesn't necessarily want us to do this anyway. Ah, it's a mess. It's a mess. And by the way, there has been a state of emergency declared in Colorado, so it's official. And, you know, if that helps you drive more safely or stay home if you have that option and telecommute, do so, because it just sounds nasty this Monday morning. Now, and speaking of nasty, our situation in Iraq and the region in the Middle East, I'm going to broaden us to the Middle East as well. You know, I was listening to Brent Scowcroft, because I read an article, of an editorial of his, and saw some hope in it. But as I listened to him, he got rather strident talking to George Stephanopoulos, too. It was like George's day for stridency, but Tim Russert's, too. But it was like, I feel like my voice could go into a high-pitched whine with this. We have no good options left. Let me just lower my voice and tell you. I can't see any good options that we have, because they got us into this unplayable lie. And that's a double play, a triple play on words. It's an incredible mess. And I don't know how we're going to pull out of it in the best way possible. I don't know whether we have any good options left. And Molly Ivins wrote a scathing editorial that I'm going to quote from in a minute here. So I would love to hear your thoughts, though. What do we do? I mean, Scowcroft's idea was, well, let's get something resolved. And you know it's really bad and awful. You just know it's terrible when the thing that they go to as hopeful and a way for us to make some progress is the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians, who seem to be trying to talk to each other, at least, across a divide. Not with any of our help, of course, because the one thing that the Bush administration has screwed up beyond recognition is any kind of negotiations in the Middle East. I mean, I think that's one reason why they're bringing in John Negroponte to sort of give Condoleezza Rice some chops. But the reality is, and you know, I know a guy who worked at Stanford with her, and he absolutely, I mean, he froths at the mouth when he's talking about that woman. And as we go on, I'm beginning to learn why. I mean, they're saying that Nancy Pelosi should be effective her first time out of the box. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, her big job is she has to be, what, effective, because women are scrutinized harder. Well, you know what? Condoleezza Rice has done a uniformly, I think what we could safely say, lousy job. Lousy. We are not only not better off, we're in deeper trouble than we have ever been in Iraq. It's 303-713-7600. As a matter of fact, since you've taken over Secretary of State, and I hate to say this because I do root for women, even Republicans, I can't think of one thing she's done well. Not one. Maybe somebody else can. 303-713-7600. What are our options in Iraq? I think they're called uniformly terrible. Art in Loveland, welcome to AM760 Progressive yes. Talk and the Jay Marvin Show. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. How are you doing today?
I am well. Are you driving?
By the way, yes, see. I am. There's no wind north of Burson.
Good.
Yeah, it's pretty nice up there, but down here, just south of Burson, it's windy like crazy.
It's plains action.
I got some interesting information for you. On the week of December 11th, we were shipping nuclear weapons into Iraq. This is the man who was doing it.
What?
Yes.
You're the man who was doing it?
I'm not the man doing it. My source is the man who's been doing it. My nephews were up visiting on the weekend of the 17th, and at that time they got a email from their friend in Iraq, who is a member of a special transportation corps, and he said, his email basically said, you'll never guess what I've been doing. I've been shipping nuclear weapons, that's plural, across the Kuwaiti border into Iraq. And what the story is that he was given these nuclear weapons within about 10 miles of the border of Kuwait and Iraq, brought them over to Iraq, and gave them to another transportation group. So there are nuclear weapons in Iraq.
Wait a minute. These are private trans... Wait, let me just get some clarification, because this is quite an amazing accusation. So we have to get some facts here. Was this a military person who was talking?
And this is a military person who was emailing my nephew, yes.
Okay.
He was out of the transportation group.
And now out of the transportation group in Iraq, but you don't mean a private transportation group.
No,
you mean a U.S. military group.
Military transportation.
Okay, because for a minute I thought it was in private hands or in Halliburton's hands,
no.
And that made me even scarier. Okay,
you know,
so...
But it makes you wonder why they're there.
Well, yeah, because, well, the rumors have been flying over the weekend. The Sunday Times came out with a piece that said the Israelis are within an inch of assaulting Iran with nuclear weapons.
That's
so
correct.
If that's true, but then there was an article in the paper in CNN yesterday, breaking late, that said that the Israelis have absolutely denied it, that they are not going in there, that they believe it's an international solution. But, they didn't necessarily comment exactly to all the charges in the Sunday Times, but they said they weren't planning to, you know, pull something like they did with the nuclear outlay in Iraq back in in the early 1980s. So I, you know, whoa, why would we be taking nuclear weapons in Iraq? Can you think, Art? I mean, I'm digesting this news as we speak.
Possibly, you know, I'd have to speculate, but possibly for an attack on Iran, these could be bunker buster bombs. There's another possibility is to just somehow or other let them slip into the wrong hands and have another new Pearl Harbor to go ahead and fortify our desire to attack Iran.
Yeah.
You could probably claim that these nuclear weapons came from Iran or North Korea, and there you go, World War III.
But now, wait a minute. Nuclear weapons are pretty big, right? I mean, were these big? Were they small? Were they small missiles?
He didn't say.
Here's the other thing.
There was no discussion on that. It was just, this is all I've got. Saw the email. I could give you the guy's name in private. But as far as that's concerned,
if you want to give us the guy's name in private, we'd be happy to call him up and let him use an alias to confirm what he's talking about. Because the other thing that concerns me about this, Art, is they're talking over the Internet. And I would assume if the guy's on a regular account from the U.S. military, then it would be monitored. The other thing is, and therefore perhaps censored or interdicted, so although maybe they don't read everything this would show, or if he was using a Yahoo or a Hotmail or some other account, that would also be interesting to know one way or the other. If, you know, I would love to ask you to go on hold, and we'd love to have the name of the guy and his contact information.
Well, I don't have the name with me. My nephew has that name.
No, I know.
Friend.
Well, maybe your nephew, or you could email me later, or I'll tell you what, pardon?
That's probably the best idea, is to go ahead and email you later on and give you that information.
Okay, why don't you email me, and if we get it during the show, I'll try to call your nephew and confirm
some of this. That would be impossible. I'm on my way to work, driving through the blowing snow just north of Longwood.
Do you have your nephew's email address in your head?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'd have to go home and research it. So the earliest I could get to you would be tomorrow.
Okay, well, do send it along, because I like to confirm these things whenever possible. This is an outrage. I mean, it's a stunning accusation. And I'm not denying one way or the other whether it's true, because I have no way of knowing. But I do want to keep speculation to a minimum, because if we're importing nuclear weapons into Iraq, we have just ginned up the stakes 100,000%.
That's correct.
So I'm glad you're telling us, but I also want to be able to confirm it. So,
well, like Randy Rhodes says, don't believe anything until you check it out.
Exactly. So, Aaron at AaronHartShow.com, and now the government will know, too, where to monitor me. But anyway, that's fine. They already probably never do. Thank you very much for your call.
Okay.
I appreciate it. I'm a liberal talk show host. How dangerous could I be, right? Thank you, Art. I'm teasing. It's 303-713-7600. Oh, great. The end of the world as we know it. Now we know that they're nuclear, or now that we have heard that nuclear weapons may be making their way into Iraq. And there have been reports that the Israelis are planning to assault Iran. That was denied by the Israeli government. So we'll follow that story as well. The Middle East is our focus. Do we have any good options left? And What kind of danger are we all in? 303-713-7600. We'll get an update from Gina Michaels on progressive traffic as well, all coming up on the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show.
AM760, progressive traffic.
Pretty tough ride as you make your way out this morning. We have all of the usual commuter delays, including southbound 25 out of Thornton and North Glen. Of course, very tough across eastbound 270, Commerce City. And I-70 is filling in both directions toward the I-25 corridor. It's especially jammed right near 225. We've had a wreck actually on 225 that is causing some problems there of eastbound I-70 from southbound lanes of 225. Had a wreck as well at 40th in Colorado. And Towers still shut down between 56th and Pena. Of course, we have eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike closed as well. High wind warning today. 70-mile-per-hour gusts expected for our weather outlook. High of 46 right now, partly cloudy and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapaho Basin is now 99% open, including Palavicini Terrain and both terrain parks. The Treeline Terrain Park opened last week with 10 features and 3 jumps. Don't forget to check out ArapahoBasin.com for info on the High Adventure Series Clinic.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. To find out more, just call us. The information is free. 1-800-300-7351.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and get your free information. 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
Randy Rhodes.
I like her fire, her spirit.
Hey, Randy, I love your show.
Hi, Randy. It's always good to talk to you.
I like the fact that she doesn't shut up for anybody.
So frustrated. I am so with you on this. You're dead on.
She makes me laugh. She's brutally honest.
And you are a goddess, and you are hot.
You are a goddess. We are not worthy.
Very Randy.
So you the girl with that big voice I've been hearing so much about.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
If the president chooses to escalate the war in his budget request, we want to see a distinction between what is there to support the troops who are there now. The American people and the Congress support those troops. We will not abandon them. But if the president wants to add to this mission, he is going to have to justify it.
Yay, we need that kind of oversight. And see, then we can distinguish. Then you can cut part of the funding. And I think that may be where Pelosi is headed, which means the president will probably say, national security, I can't tell you a thing about our budget. Oh, yes, you can. You're not getting a blank check, and you're not getting off scot-free anymore. By the way, this whole plan, this boondoggle to say, oh, yeah, let's go in with $1 billion for a jobs program for Iraq. It's like, what happened to all the money that we sent? Didn't we send over like $200 billion to help rebuild the country? Wasn't that what part of that money, at least $18 billion of it, was supposed to do? And I've read article after article after article about the waste, fraud, and abuse in terms of that. And wait a minute. Let's see. If we can ask the question, why would we escalate the war by 20,000 troops brought in on a rapid-fire basis, even if they would, say, go into a neighborhood and hold it, does that mean that you can now spend the jobs money? Because one reason why they keep saying, well, we can't spend the jobs money in Iraq in its fullest. We've had to give most of it to Halliburton to pay their own employees because, it's too unsafe for Iraqis to go to work. It's like, what? What? I mean, you listen to this stuff and you think, I know I'm not high. What's wrong with them? It's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sometimes I feel like we're living in Jabberwocky land. I really do feel like we're Alice down the rabbit hole. I mean, these guys are insane. And as one caller put it earlier, why in the heck should we trust them? How do we trust them? And then we have Art in Loveland adding to the mix of, hi, what could possibly be worse in Iraq and Iran and the region? Well, if we're importing nuclear weapons, if we're sliding over nuclear weapons from Kuwait into Iraq, as he alleges, he says his nephew got an email from a military transport guy over in Iraq. Well, I have several questions. How do we get them into Kuwait? What are we doing with nuclear weapons anywhere in that region when we're trying to stop Iran from producing them? Excuse me, why are we doing this? Why are we bringing them into Iraq if that's true? And if we are going to stage some sort of horrible detonation, don't they know that they'll be able to trace back? I mean, just from the radiation alone, you could trace back where it came from. Hello? I think. I mean, wait. I mean, some mornings I wake up. Are you kidding? Some minutes I go with Molly Ivins. And this is what Molly Ivins said in her column that you can find on Truth Dig, which says, the President of the United States does not have the sense God gave a duck. So it's up to us. You and me, Bubba. I don't know why Bush is standing there like a frozen rabbit, but it's time we found out. The fact is, we have to do something about it. This country is being torn apart by an evil and unnecessary war, and it has to be stopped now. The war is being prosecuted in our names, with our money, with our blood, and against our will. Polls consistently show that less than 30% of the people want to maintain the current troop levels. It is obscene and wrong for the president to go against the people in this fashion. It is doubly wrong for him to send in 20,000 more soldiers into this hellhole, as he reportedly will announce next week. What happened to the nation that never tortured? The nation that was never supposed to start wars of choice? The nation that respected human rights and life? A nation that from the beginning was against tyranny? Where have we gone? How did we let these people take us there? And how did we let them fool us? It is a monstrous idea to put people in prison and keep them there. Since 1215, civil authorities have been obligated to tell people with what they are charged if they are arrested. This administration has done away with rights first enshrined in the Magna Carta nearly 800 years ago, and we've let them do it. Though this will be a regular feature of mine, like an old-fashioned newspaper campaign. Every column I'll write about this war until we find some way to end it. Stop it now. Bam. Every day we will review some factor that we should have gotten right. And then she goes on to talk about how the war was started and how ignoramus, how they deliberately ignored history and evidence to the contrary so they could make an excuse and invade anyway. And this is part of the problem. You know, and now we've got news swirling around that Israel is planning to attack Iran, no substantiation necessarily, but we've also, and then we have the Israeli government denying it, but then we've got stories coming out of another paper in Britain, I believe it is. Thank goodness for the worldwide press. Thank God for the Internet. How the West, this is from the Independent UK, by Danny Fortson, Andrew Murray Watson, and Tim Webb. Future of Iraq, the spoils of war. This came out on Sunday as well. Iraq's massive oil reserves, the third largest in the world, are about to be thrown open for large-scale exploitation by Western oil companies under a controversial law which is expected to come before the Iraqi parliament within days. The U.S. government has been involved in drawing up the law, they say. They say it's been given to big oil companies like BP, Shell, and Exxon, and it will give all of those companies 30-year contracts to extract Iraqi crude and allow the first large-scale operation of foreign oil interests in the country since the industry was nationalized in 1972. Oh! Ha! I guess it was about the oil, in part. Huge potential prizes for Western firms give ammunition to critics who say the Iraq War was fought for oil. They point to statements such as the one from Vice President Dick Cheney, who said in 1999, while he was still chief executive of the oil services company Halliburton, that the world would need an additional 50 million barrels of oil by 2010. So where is the oil going to come from? The Middle East. With two-thirds of the world's oil and lowest cost, that's where the prize ultimately lies. And, of course, they quote Tony Blair, who said it was a false claim we want to seize the oil. Well, then, let's make a law, then. Let's all make a law. We will keep mitts off. We'll meat hooks off. Yep, that's it. That won't happen. You know that won't happen. So, I'm beginning to see a pattern here. Be that as it may, I mean, it's sheer speculation about the nuclear aspect of the story. But this story is sourced by a report that was in the oil company's hands, apparently. And this vote allegedly will come up before. And you better bet there are some journalists out there digging around and nosing around to see if this is in fact true. If the Iraqi parliament starts talking about a law to allow or allocate their oil rights, wow, no wonder they don't want the country broken up into three pieces. They'll have to negotiate with three separate companies. Gee. No wonder they want to get a 30-year plan in place. Then they can always argue, and apparently it's got some features that make it that they would lose out massively. Wonder how many deals they're going to get, huh? Pretty scary. It's all scary. And we have no good options left. So what are our options? And if the Democrats could come up with a plan, what would that be? And it can't just be troops home now. It has to be what happens when the region starts to fall apart after we take the troops home, and how do we stabilize the region and restore our ability to negotiate and to act within the region? Those are all good questions and hard ones, too. It's very early in the morning for this, but there you go. Blowing snow, too. Do please be careful as we go to Progressive Traffic with Gina Michaels. It's 303-713-7600. This is the J. Marvin Show.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet Academy of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers, offering world-class ballet training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Located just two blocks south of Park Meadows Mall, visit nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver. Taking classical ballet to new heights.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.
Your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough. It's time to fight back. Call now for free information that'll arm you with the secrets to fighting back. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now for free information that exposes the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
Attention men. You know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've also got some good news to talk about, as well as some scary news as well on the home school front, on the school front, with people being sent home, kids being sent home with their body mass index. You know, I know obesity in schools is a bad problem, but scaring the heck out of six-year-old girls and making them eat less than their two-year-old siblings is wrong. So we may talk about that today, too. And I've also got John Rau, rhymes with cow, president and founder of Americans for Campaign Reform. We're going to be talking to him. He is from that website that a listener turned us on to, just6.com, just6dollars.org, I think it is. So we're going to be talking to him coming up as well about campaign finance reform. So that should be very fun as well. We've got a few callers hanging on. I'd love to talk to you about our options in Iraq. Nothing good as far as I can see. 303-713-7600. Do we just get out now? And if we do that, then how do we stabilize the region, or what do we do about that? Because we really will have to have a hand in. I just don't see us being able to come home and become isolationist. I don't think that's ever been a good policy for the United States, but particularly as the world's, so far anyway, lone superpower. AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. John in Colorado Springs, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
How's it blowing where you are? Pretty bad?
It's absolutely sunny, clear, not a cloud. The sky's beautiful down here.
Excellent.
I haven't looked at the weather. Are we supposed to get, we generally get it if Denver does.
No, there's so much blowing snow from the wind that they're closing down highways. It's kind of scary.
No, it's no wind today. Interesting.
Good.
I'm indebted to Greg Palast. I just finished his book, Our Madhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I've wrestled with this oil, the question. I'm convinced it's about the oil, but how? Because although I spent about 5 years, in the oil industry back in the late 70s, early 80s boom, I'm not a insider, of course. So he puts it in perspective. The papers you're quoting,
mm-hmm.
here's the deal. First, you got to keep in mind, the Iraqis have the second largest oil reserves in the world.
Yeah, well, it says here third largest, but they're massive,
they're
second or third.
Yeah. At one time, they had pumped as much as 6 million barrels a day.
Wow.
They're now, who knows what they're pumping now.
Well, they claim it's about 1.5 to 2 million,
yeah,
down from 3 when Saddam was deposed.
Yeah. Well, in the oil fields, I can imagine having, knowing something about it, the fields are in really bad shape, and they're in need of this reclamation, recovery, and you know, pump it up.
Because they dealt under sanctions before, so they weren't getting a lot of good equipment in, and Saddam was busy stealing the Iraqis blind, so he didn't really invest in the oil infrastructure either.
I think the papers you're referring to here, the deal was, first we were going to have an Iraqi national oil company, just like, you know, that was the original plan, plan.
Right.
Well, but then the majors, BP, ExxonMobil, you know, the big guys who really are calling the shots on this, went to Cheney, probably, but somebody in the administration said, "Hey, we don't want that. They don't want that oil pumped." See, there's estimates that they could pump more oil than the Saudis. Now, there are some estimates.
Exactly. So the problem is what are they doing? They're just...
It's the Goldfinger plan.
I got you.
Remember? You know, hey, if you destroy America's gold in Fort Knox, then that makes your gold worth all that much more.
They
want that oil off of the market. So oil doesn't sink down to $30 a barrel.
So they want to give the Saudis a big boost.
Well, right. And again, we have to keep in mind our Bush won. Remember, he is on the payroll of this Carlyle Group, who does massive business with the Saudis. I mean, this Carlyle Group thing is huge.
I know.
But nobody knows what they do because it's a private holding.
Well, we know that they do quite a few things in terms of Middle East oil and other kinds businesses within the region. I mean, I agree. I think, though, Bush has actually, in fact, de facto resigned from that board, but I don't think he's free of influence by the Saudis anymore. Remember, Bandar Bush is his brother. You know, I'll never forget, you know, and watching him kiss the Saudi king, and I was like, woo! It's like, no. You only get that close to somebody when you've known him for a really long time.
The real go-between is what Palast actually referred to Baker on Air America, is that he's the consigliere. Baker's the go-between in all of this. You know, Cheney can't very well go to, you know, be holding talks in Saudi Arabia and whatnot. I mean, it becomes...
Well, the Saudis told Cheney to stick it. He was just there recently, and the Saudis apparently told him to stick it, saying that it was too unstable, and they would not go into Iraq to help things out.
These aren't dumb people. I mean, the American idea that everybody believes is stupid. That's wrong-headed as hell.
Of course,
these people are not stupid.
No,
and they're smarter than we are. Like, certainly, their government is smarter than ours.
Well, apparently, what they're doing is just waiting for us to hang them ourselves. And so far, we've been cooperating mightily, including when we hung Saddam Hussein, and they had people taunting him, the Shia taunting him when he died, making him now a martyr in the larger Sunni Muslim world.
You can imagine. All you got to do is just, you know, just segue over and try to put yourself in their
situation.
That's what this whole hang on at all cost is about. Bush, his marching orders are to stand put. Where does the money come? The money comes from the oil industry. That's the fount. You know,
the people have been overriding them, and the Democrats know that.
There's no solution. No smart, you know, no person who would think about this can come up with a solution. Go back to when Iraq was formed, 1923. The British drew some lines on a map. And that was Iraq.
I know.
Cut across all of these.
I understand it was colonially established, and we've been screwing it up ever since. John, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Yeah, no hope. Okay, and I pretty much agree with you, except that I can't be without hope. It's just too depressing. I cannot do it. So I don't know what we're going to do. Russ in Littleton, can you hang in? I'd love it if you could hang in, because I've got to go to a break, and I want to keep people up to date with the traffic because it is so fierce out there. Russ in Littleton, hang in. You'll be the star of the show coming up. It's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Progressive Talk traffic with Gina Michaels coming up to keep you in touch with what's happening on our roadways and that blowing snow. What are our options in the Middle East? None of them look very pretty from here. 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart Show, version, of the Jay Marvin Show. Jay, keep recovering. He's coming back soon. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
But we still have eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike shut down from Table Mesa to McCaslin Boulevard. That's due to the drifting snow and the high winds making for a very, very hazardous drive along the Turnpike. Again, that's the eastbound side closed out of Boulder, Denver bound. Westbound lanes are back open. Highway 93, of course, still shut down between 64th and Colorado 170, again due to the adverse driving conditions. We've got major problems along the diagonal as a result and lots of problems on the north and west due to the weather. Still have backups on I-70 westbound into the mountains to Lookout Mountain Road from the multiple collisions we've had in the Genesee area. Weather today, looking for that high wind warning to continue until at least noon. 70-mile-per-hour gusts expected with blowing snow, high of 46. Right now, partly cloudy, 38 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't leave your holiday memories sitting in the camera. Right now, you can get prints for just 15 cents each at King Soopers. Log on to kingsoopers.com for online processing or bring your digital media card into any participating store. King Soopers. Right store, right price.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
But didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just a fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Do you care about our nation's energy situation? Do you know that our oil dependence is expected to worsen over the next 20 years? Our political leaders need to know that you want action on this issue. Unlike Brazil and even Sweden, we have no plan to control our energy destiny. If you care, sign our petition at EI2025.org and support political candidates that will do more than talk. Learn more at Americans for Energy Independence, EI2025.org.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Travelocity presents the Cruise Super Sale. Every cruise line and every destination is on sale now.
Bon voyage!
Get a great deal plus shipboard credits, stateroom upgrades, and more.
Don't you just love upgrades?
The Travelocity Cruise Super Sale. On now, but only for a limited time.
So let's cruise, baby.
Visit Travelocity.com/supersale or AOL keyword cruise for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Where do we agree as a nation that a failed stay in Iraq is a disaster for this country? If Iraq fails and you have open civil war and it creates a regional conflict that would follow us for decades, that's something every American should hope never happens and work together to prevent.
Yeah, well, this is the problem, though. Have we already got a failed state in Iraq, and have we already done so much damage to our reputation by an illicit, illegal, immoral war that it's kind of a moot question anyway? I have some news to catch you up with. There is a pervasive gas odor in New York City from Midtown to Battery Park City. To give you an idea of how massive that is, it's where most of the downtown high-rises are, from Battery Park City all the way to Midtown. That would be about where Central Park starts. So we're talking about the Theater District. We're talking about Chelsea. We're talking about the East Side. We're talking about the UN. We're talking about the area, and it says that their pervasive gas odor is now wafting across. Excuse me, I hit my microphone because I moved my hands. They're talking about the wind speed is sending the pervasive gas odor apparently over into New Jersey as well. If I can squint and see the, it looks like it's about around the mid part of the Hudson River. So they're talking about evacuating. It seems like they're showing some pictures of New York on the CNN screen as I speak, and it looks like the traffic looks fairly normal, if a bit. Well, let's see, what time is it in New York? It's, about 11 o'clock. So it's, or 10 o'clock. So anyway, it's still, I don't know, it's still pretty, it's 9:49, actually. So I'm wondering what's going on. But there is a pervasive gas odor in New York City, and Midtown, just to give you an idea for those of you who have not been to New York City, it goes from about the 50s around the Theater District and the UN, which is in the 40s, all the way down to Battery Park, which would be like as if your streets were zeroed out, so which includes some of the oldest parts of New York. Battery Park City is basically landfill. was added on to New York to increase its capabilities. That's where the World Trade was built and others. Chelsea, for example, if you've ever wondered why there are no big high-rises in that particular area, it's because the ground is kind of soft there, so they've sort of, it's kind of nice because there's still federal buildings there because they couldn't build massive high-rises because the soil doesn't support it. But a lot of the soil does, and bedrock does, so there are some massive buildings in between there, including, say, landmarks such as the Chrysler Building, the Empire State. So we'll keep you up to date on what is happening there as well. It's 303-713-7600. Wesley Clark, also on rawstory.com, repeats a story that was in an editorial that was in the Independent UK on Sunday saying that President Bush's surge will likely backfire. And we'll talk about that. That has particular meaning in light of the fact that David Petraeus is in charge of it because he worked in Kosovo as well. Russ in Littleton, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron Hart. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for waiting, Russ in Littleton. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I'm actually really excited because I think the whole question of what do we do in Iraq is probably the most important and I think just about the least asked. On talk radio, I hear all kinds of people, you know, complaining about what's been done and it's an illegal and immoral war and all of that, which is all true and fine. But I think, America needs to focus on what do we do now? I mean, we're here. There's no use crying over spilt milk. What do we do?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think most people just kind of sit around and say, well, there's nothing we can do. And I don't believe that. I think that there are some very specific things that America can do to change the situation. I think it starts with America and gosh knows, I mean, hopefully the Democratic Party, I would wish the president too, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I think what America needs to do is admit that this whole thing is a fiasco and a disaster waiting to happen, point out to the rest of the world that, yeah, even though we screwed up, this is the kind of disaster that can have world implications for generations to come, and start enlisting international help in the process. I think phase one, personally, I think should be to do some kind of an international and preferably United Nations audit over there, get some international experts over there to see what has been done in terms of the reconstruction, what hasn't been done in terms of the reconstruction, what needs to be done to get that country actually back on its feet. I think phase two would be to get an international coalition together, I mean a true one, not a coalition of the leaving like Bush has now.
Coalition of the leaving, that's nice.
Yeah, and you know, and actually get in there. I would definitely say, sure, send a coalition of Middle Eastern troops in there, to help out, because, you know, at this point we've lost so much credibility. No one believes that we're getting out. No one believes that we're really fixing that country. And the only way is to get, you know, disinterested or at least non-biased countries and parties like the United Nations involved.
Well, and I made some similar points to myself over the weekend, like the international coalition I thought of. But as I think of it, you know, this is also a sticky wicket. Particularly, I would love some Arab involvement. Here's the problem with that. Most of the Arab countries surrounding Iraq and Iran are Sunni, not Shiite. So, you know, given the, you know, thousand-year disagreement that's been existing between the two parties and the internecine warfare and the sectarian violence that has broken out in Iraq, who do you invite to be part of that Arab coalition? Do you get some Shia from Iran and some Sunni from Saudi Arabia and Jordan? Do they kill each other when they get there, or will we be able to rein it in? The United Nations has not been willing to go back into Iraq since they were slaughtered in a big bomb in the very beginning. Remember, they were there. That wonderful man from Brazil, whose name escapes me right now, who is by all lights one of the geniuses of international stability and making countries more safe, was slaughtered in that particular bombing. So the United Nations hasn't been real high on going back in there. An international audit, I think, would be a great idea. But then again, you have the question, who's going to do it? And if you can't, if the streets are so violent that it's not safe enough to go to work in the city of 6 million that is Baghdad, then how are strangers going to make their way around? I mean, Graham said it in a very down-home way yesterday on Meet the Press, which was, when I first went there, we went rug shopping, and this time I didn't even get out without an armed guard. I mean, that was a striking comparison in my mind, but I think things have deteriorated to a point that maybe it's so bad I don't know what we're going to do, and that may be part of the problem. I mean, I'm with you. I think we should try something. I mean, I was thinking they should pull out and maybe NATO takes it over, because they had some success. Excuse me for hitting my mic. They had some success in Kosovo, you know, with an international force from NATO.
Right.
But boy, I just don't know.
Well, I think you hit on a tough point, no question about it.
I mean, I'm not trying to naysay. I think it's great you're thinking, and I think we ought to be thinking like this. But boy, it's going to be tough.
Ultimately, I mean, I have to say that even though I'm against Bush's idea of surging troops in there, ultimately, in order to get control of a situation, you have to put more troops on the ground, even to get localized control in Baghdad. The problem with Bush's plan is that all he wants to put in is more U.S. troops that nobody already trusts.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I think if we get an international coalition together, at least we would have some troops in there that haven't really had their reputation quite so tarnished as the American troops. And I can't say the troops themselves, but you know what I mean. The American efforts in Iraq have been so badly tarnished.
Yes.
And you know, as far as getting troops together from Middle Eastern countries, yeah, it's a delicate balance, but I still think it has to be done. I think if you get well-trained troops that are committed to peace as opposed to war,
yeah,
to go in there, it's going to help. I personally think the reason that the UN pulled out isn't necessarily because of the bombing. I think the reason the UN pulled out is because they saw that the U.S. was not committed to rebuilding that country and doing what it needed to get done. I think if the U.S. made it very clear through both words and more importantly through deeds and actions that, you know, at this point we are committed to getting the situation under control, taken care of, and handled to not just America's satisfaction, but to the satisfaction of the world.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what will happen now that we have a new head of the United Nations. I know Sergio de Mello was, I can't remember his middle name, or his second last name, his first last name, was the one who was killed, and he was very close to Kofi Annan. Now that we've got a new head of the United Nations, maybe the factors will change a little bit. I don't know. We'll see. Thank you very much for your thoughts. I'm glad. I like the hopeful cut of your thinking, as far as we can have hope. And we'll talk more about that after a brief interview with John Rau coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Always on your radio. Always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A lot of people in Austin, Texas, and New York City are asking the same question. What is going on? In Austin, dozens of birds have been found dead in the street. Police have shut down 10 blocks in the heart of the city while the air is tested for natural gas, chlorine, and other chemicals. Lyle McCarty's a cameraman with KEYE-TV.
They don't know exactly what's causing it just yet. They have air specialists out here that have tested the air. They have several agencies out here, fire, EMS.
Here in New York, for about an hour now, police switchboards have been flooded with calls about a strong natural gas odor in Midtown Manhattan. This is what callers to the Con Ed Power Company are being told.
If you are calling regarding a gas odor in Manhattan, Con Edison is aware of the situation and crews are investigating.
Police also have reports of a noxious smell on the New Jersey side of the Hudson River. Part of the New York-New Jersey PATH train line has been shut down. Well, President Bush has declared a state of emergency that makes parts of Colorado eligible for federal help to deal with the effects of back-to-back-to-back snowstorms. The forecast calls for another big one later this week. In Nebraska, state emergency official Jim Bunstock says 10,000 storm-struck families who've done without power and heat since Christmas time will have to wait a while longer.
It takes a tremendous amount of manpower, a lot of money and supplies, and unfortunately a great deal of time. We have rural customers that will probably be out of service for at least a couple of weeks yet.
Georgia and other parts of the South are cleaning up after a weekend of heavy rain and tornadoes. Overseas, two more Americans have been killed in Iraq. Here at home, Democrats in Congress say they won't give the president a blank check to send more troops to fight in Iraq. The Supreme Court is about to hear a heap of trash talk, CBS's Barry Bagnato explains.
Is waste disposal a business entitled to interstate commerce protections or a government responsibility?
Garbage is such a traditional public function,
argues Mike Cahill, the lawyer for two New York counties that want to control where their trash goes.
Haulers would rather take that waste to other landfills for a lower price.
To places like Charles City County, Virginia, where a free flow of out-of-state trash allows this plant to produce power from methane and help to rebuild three rundown schools.
Without that, it really places a tax burden on our citizens.
County Administrator Angelia Yancey. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Charles City, Virginia.
New research shows the years between 9 and 12 can be hazardous to a girl's health. That's when girls are most likely to put on the extra pounds that could lead to lifelong medical problems. Dr. Denise Simons-Morton at the National Institutes of Health wants schools to do their part to fight fat.
Bring back PE at all ages, get the kids moving at recess, and reduce the high-fat, high-calorie foods that are offered in many cafeterias.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 32 points. NASDAQ is down 2. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. The American Heart Association says one way to promote a healthy heart is to eat a diet naturally rich in antioxidants. So where can you find them? Well, did you know Welch's 100% grape juice contains powerful antioxidants, much like the grapes used to make red wine? In fact, one independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. It may be the tastiest way to help protect your heart. I made the switch to Welch's 100% grape juice. No added sugar, unmistakably delicious taste. I'm Charles Osgood. See you on the Osgood File.
Hello?
Hey, this is your cell phone.
Huh?
You know, you treat me like a kid.
What?
Oh, sure, you've cut the cord, but you don't realize how much I've grown up. I can do speed dial, text messaging, voicemail, video, wireless internet.
Yeah.
I can even help you keep your kid off drugs.
Keep my kid? How?
You talk to your son about not smoking marijuana, right?
Yeah, well, of course.
Well, some other people are telling him something different. Here, let's send him a text message. Ask him what he's up to.
Good idea. Let's do it.
Staying in touch. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. High winds shutting down traffic in parts of the Denver metro area and along the Front Range. And that Front Range under a high wind warning.
These winds are going to continue until this evening. The reason, the jet stream, strong winds in the upper atmosphere cutting right across the state. And we have what we call an unstable atmosphere, which means that those jet winds get felt down here along the surface.
9 News meteorologist Nick Carter, Boulder Valley, RE2. Some schools closed down. Gold Hill, Jamestown, and Netherland Elementary, along with El Dorado K-8 and Netherland Middle and Senior High Schools closed. Clear Creek, RE1 is closed down. La Vida Schools closed today in RE2 School District. Legacy Academy opening at 9 this morning. Estes Park Schools closed. Platte Canyon Schools closed. Prairie RE11 closed down. Also St. Vrain Elementary and some schools. Niwot Elementary, Niwot High School, Lyons Elementary, Lyons Middle and Senior School, Hygiene Elementary, Silver Creek School, Altoona Middle School, Eagle Crest Elementary, Westview Middle School closed today because of the high winds. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Still a slow go around the metro area on primary highways. Traffic really jammed up in all the usual areas, including southbound 25 into downtown, I-70 through Aurora and 6th Ave out of Lakewood. Of course, the biggest issue is still the high winds, hurricane force in some areas with blowing and drifting snow that has caused roads through closed roads through the foothills and across the west metro area. Eastbound Boulder Turnpike remains shut down from Table Mesa to McCaslin. Westbound lanes are at a standstill at Sheridan. Highway 93, Colorado 72 are closed. US 287 from Fort Collins to Laramie and I-80 from Cheyenne to Laramie are also off limits. Tower Road remains closed between Pena and 56. Try to hold off travel for a bit in this area, in these areas, or stay home. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, looking for that high wind warning until at least noon. High of 46 right now, partly cloudy and 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for a job? Don't miss one of the largest employment sections of the year, Sunday, January 14th. The Super Sunday Jobs Classifieds in this Sunday's Denver Post. Put the power of the newspaper's Jobs Classifieds to work for you. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power Tools.
With the recent storms, are you thinking that your furnace might not be up to shape? You're not alone. Many found their heating system wasn't ready for another winter. This is Jack of Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling, an authorized American Standard heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality dealer. Don't wait until the next storm comes to find yourself and your loved ones in the cold. Call me today and I'll help you find the American Standard heating and indoor air quality system for your needs at the right price. 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's 303-713-7600. John Turk back in the studio fielding your calls and getting our guests, and thank him for that, by the way. It is AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. My name's Aaron Hart. As you know, I used to work in Denver. Howdy. Welcome back. If you'd like to follow my goings-on around the dial, I plan in 2007 to be on more stations around the planet. So do please keep in touch with me at Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. Let me know if you want to be on my handy-dandy mailing list, and therefore I will send you a missive when I am on the air and out and about, and you can join me. That would be great. Meantime, I am in college and very impressed with the fact that John Rau is a graduate of Harvard. He also has an MBA from Harvard. Of course, then again, our president does. Never mind. We'll talk to him about that coming up. He is actually the founder and president of a group that that we found on the Internet thanks to Bob S. in Littleton, who sent a missive saying, hey, a great start for publicly funded election is just $6 at just6dollars.org. So I checked out the website, was very impressed, and realized they had bipartisan support, and was happy to know about that. So welcome, John Rau. Thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm delighted to talk to you.
Aaron, good morning. Great to be with you.
Yes, indeed. By the way, I have a niece and a nephew at Harvard. Do you have any tips for how to survive the Harvard experience?
Once you get in, it's hard as hell to get out. Okay.
Yep. I think my poor brother is looking at his savings account and going, uh-huh. You want to go where now?
It's a lot harder to get in today than when I went there.
They had a tough time. They did. But they're doing well, both of them, and I'm proud as punch. Now, John Rau, I'm really glad. I know that you've been a candidate. I see from your bio you've been a candidate for the House of Representatives, so you know whereof you speak.
Candidate
in terms
for the U.S. Senate here in New Hampshire.
Oh, U.S. Senate. I'm sorry. It said candidate for, maybe your wife Mary was the candidate.
My wife
for
Mary, right.
The House of Representatives.
Yeah.
I apologize. I read that sentence backwards. So you've been a candidate for Senate. Your wife's been a candidate for the House. So you all know about fundraising, and it's tremendously difficult. And I think those of us who look at how much money and politics play together, I mean, I was just reading yet another story today on how many earmarks, the Nancy Pelosi, one of the effective things she's done is to try to limit some of those. But
right.
They've grown by 300% or something since the Republicans have been in office, just massive amounts of money stashed away. And, of course, that also governs races and running for politics, which is part of the reason why they earmark that money.
Right.
How do we get this accomplished? I really like the idea of your website. Tell us about it.
Well, I think when you say how do we get this accomplished, I assume what you mean is how do we go to public funding.
Publicly funding and elections everywhere, because I like that idea the best. I think once you try to start limiting money, you run into massive freedom of speech problems. So
you do. With public funding of elections, you really don't need, Aaron, to restrict speech. That doesn't mean there might not be some restrictions that make sense. But with public funding, we really are cherishing speech. Those candidates who qualify for the public fund, obviously we're going to have the resources to speak so the voters can make their choice. Also, with public funding, it's the voters' voice and the citizens' voices that count, not those who are with special interests who are donating to campaigns. So, yes, public funding cherishes the First Amendment. We're focusing, Aaron, on public funding of federal elections, the United States Congress and the presidency of the United States. And after losing election for the United States Senate here in New Hampshire, went on the Board of Common Cause, studied public funding, saw that it cherished speech, but I saw two other things, Aaron, that really surprised me and led me to conclude the only real answer is public funding. The first is how inexpensive it is. And if your listeners will go to our website, as you just indicated, www.just6dollars.org, the number six, the word dollars, they'll see the cost analysis. We can publicly fund all congressional and the White House for a little less than $2 billion a year, which is, if you divide it by 300 million citizens, just $6
really?
Per citizen per year. We're not suggesting we all throw in $6.
Right.
We're saying that Congress should allocate.
Yeah.
You mentioned earmarks, which some
yes.
of us call pork.
Yes.
You're right. It's exploded. Last year, $64 billion.
Whew.
That's $200 a citizen for last year. We're talking about $6. There's no question in our mind but that public funding will save us money.
Well, what are we spending now in Iraq? Aren't we spending approximately $1.5 billion a month? So
I think you're right. It's absolutely huge. I think where it'll be saved primarily, however, is in the pork and in the earmarks.
Yes.
Let me go to the other conclusion we reached, which was surprising. And that is the question, can you buy an election? If we publicly fund someone high enough to run for the United States Senate in your state of Colorado,
right.
I'm not an expert on Colorado, so let's just call that X.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about enough money so somebody who isn't known but who qualifies, you have to have a tough qualifier.
Right.
That person receives that enough money. Can somebody with great wealth come in and spend twice or three times more and trump that win that election? If that were true, public funding fails. It's not true. You cannot buy an election. You can lose an election, Aaron, because you don't run.
Right.
You don't have the resource. You can lose an election because you don't have enough resources the voters to learn about you. But you will not lose an election if you have enough for the voters to learn about you and make their choice. Somebody with great wealth can't buy it. I have to tell you a funny story. When I came to that conclusion, I went to see former United States Senator Bill Bradley.
Right. Former Senator of New Jersey, Democrat.
Right. Bill is one of our four honorary chairs. The others are Democrat Bob Kerry and Republican Warren Rudman and Alan Simpson of Wyoming.
Sure.
So I said to Bill, Bill, you know, you can't buy an election. And he looked at me and said, what? He said, you're telling me that Senator Corzine, Democrat, spent $60 million in New Jersey against Frank, spent $7 million, and you're telling 60 versus 7, John, and you're going to say that Corzine didn't buy it? And I said, that's right, Bill. I said, Bill, what was the score? You remember Bill was a basketball player.
Yes.
I said, Mr. Basketball player, what was the score? A little flip on my part, I must say.
Indeed.
And Bill said, looked at me, he's a wonderful guy, just wonderful.
Yes, he is.
And after a couple of seconds, he looked at me, you're going to tell me it was a tie, aren't you, John? I said, that's right, Bill, 2 or 3 points. I said, the media is playing up all the money that's spent, and per candidate, they're right. But the reality is, Corzine, anything he spent over $15 to $20 million was wasted. And that's not my concern. My concern is that we recognize that if we publicly fund high enough so the voters have their choice for candidates who qualify, we can make it voluntary to respect the First Amendment, which you just referred to, Aaron.
Right.
And it works. So I saw it was cheap. I saw it works if we publicly fund high enough, and it's still just $6.
Okay.
I saw it respected the most beautiful value in America.
Voting.
Freedom to do what we're doing right now.
Amen. And people can run who don't necessarily. We would have teachers and office workers in the House and the Senate
rather than just a bunch of millionaires.
And talk show hosts, maybe.
We would be able to pick whomever we wish to run. You out there in Denver, you see somebody that you really think could serve well, doesn't have money. You could go to Sally or Tommy or whoever and say, hey, we'd like to back you. Let's go out and get the small checks it takes to qualify, and that individual would be a candidate. Then the choice is up to the voters.
Well, I know one of the reasons why I was attracted to your website and your movement is in part I did hear two of your members or two of the people who have been involved with your group on from Arizona, or maybe they've just been in publicly funded elections, from Arizona and Maine, talking about how publicly funded elections have helped people run in both states. And in Arizona, for example, more women are in government than in virtually any other state per capita in the union, maybe except for Washington, because they are funded. They do have money. I mean, they can run and they can do so because they are free of the constraints that you have to have clubbing around with billionaire buddies. But I guess what I would like to ask too is, how do we set people on fire with this? How do you get, because that it's on a grassroots level, it's helping in Arizona and Maine.
Right.
How do we set fire to it for a national level terms of that? Other than interviews like this probably help.
The first thing that we set out to do was to get a group of opinion leaders to support this. And you just mentioned that we have four honorary chairs and former senators, Bradley, Kerry, Rudman, and Simpson. We then put together a very, very significant group of people on our advisory committee. The last two members to join are former wonderful mayor of Indianapolis, Bill Hudnut, and probably the leading civil rights activist in America today, Wade Henderson, who's the president of the Civil Rights Leadership Conference on Civil Rights etc. Former Secretary of Defense Frank Carlucci's on our advisory committee. This is not a partisan movement.
No, it doesn't seem it.
I happen to be a Democrat, but not on this phone call. I'm a citizen.
Gotcha.
And this will be Republicans and Democrats. You can't just pass this with one or the other. So how do you start a grassroots? Well, I'm delighted to tell you that when we went public with a press conference, the National Press Club with the honorary chairs, full-page ad in the New York Times, a lot of radio work like we're doing right now, a one-hour program on public broadcasting, David Brancaccio's show called Now,
sure.
We picked up over 24,000 supporters on the Internet.
Excellent.
Does that do it? That gives us about 50 supporters in the average House district. That's not enough.
No.
So it's going to take a huge effort. Our honorary chairs are going to be speaking a lot. We are now hiring staff to start to communicate with those 24,000 to organize in every House district. Out in San Francisco in the spring, Bill Bradley and Al Simpson are going to do a twosome. They're going to present their views at the Commonwealth Club of San Francisco, which we hope will be covered by the national press, C-SPAN, and the like, as to why they support public funding. They've been there. I didn't make it. And when they talk about the time it takes to raise the money, and when they talk how demeaning it is to walk out of your office, go down to the RNC or the Democratic Party to raise that money.
And dial for dollars. That's what they have like for more than half their day.
You are 100% right. It's going to take a grassroots movement. So let me ask, those of your listeners who are interested in supporting this, please go to our website, www.just6dollars.org, the number six, the word dollars. And it's easy to sign up right up there on the homepage.
It costs nothing.
We need all the support we can get across America, and we believe in the next, our time frame is to get this accomplished within 4 years.
Well, you know what? I was referred to you by a listener calling me when we were despairing about money in politics the other day, and he sent me an email. So you have a supporter here in Colorado that we're very happy about.
We have a lot of supporters in Colorado, but we need many
more.
It's going to take the citizens. Congress doesn't want this.
No, because they, I guess, like to launch, although they can't launch anymore. Let me ask you a question. That $1.8 billion or $2 billion per year that you estimate, how would that be distributed between the House, the Senate, and the presidency? Would it just everybody would get an equal slice of the pot?
Or? No, you can't do it equally.
No.
The cost to run the United States Senate in California is a little different than it is to run in Colorado.
Because of markets, right.
Colorado. In addition, you have market differences where in some states, like Maryland, you have to advertise out of state. You run for the Senate in Maryland, you'd have to advertise in D.C., Virginia, and so forth.
Yep.
So to answer your question, what we're advocating is an independent commission appointed by the president and confirmed by the Congress of people who understand the politics of America and have no partisan interests. And they would have a small research team that would study the amounts that are needed for each state, recommend to the Congress those amounts, and then Congress would only have two choices. You could vote up or you vote down, but you can't change it. Similar to the way decisions are made in the Congress on which military bases to close.
Right.
The law there says Congress can only vote up or down but cannot change it. Here, because Congress would have some interest in low public funding amounts, they already have 100% name recognition. And I'm not saying that would apply to all members of the Congress, but to avoid any self-interest, for Congress to write and set the rules for its own reelection is real self-interest. That's what we're advocating. I'm delighted to tell you there is now a bill being worked on in Senator Durbin of Illinois' office to publicly fund U.S. Senate elections, and I think it's going to be quite a good bill.
The system would
be, as I indicated, independent commission to make those recommendations. There will be some mistakes made, so the commission will live on and adjust in future cycles for
to make
for
adjustments
there.
As necessary as the population redistributes itself too, because
absolutely
boomers are moving south in great numbers. So
right.
makes a lot of sense to me. John Rao, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. It's just6dollars.org. You're president and founder of Americans for Campaign Reform. I appreciate talking to you. I hope to talk to you again, and hopefully we'll get you some more membership today.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Day.
Thank you, John Rao. I'm Aaron Hart. for Jerry Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The number's 303-713-7600. See, I just had to inject a note of hope today. I just had to, as we're talking about Iraq. We'll continue to talk about Iraq and also play that perennial game of who can run for president 2008. Because you know what? I'll bet you publicly financed elections would help us all. Just $6 a person. Just $6.org. Check it out. And thanks again to Bob S. of Littleton for sending along the information so we could talk to John Rao this morning. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's 8:27. Forgive me, Gene.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Snow and high winds. Of course, Colorado 93 south of the Boulder area is also closed still at this hour. Weather outlook today, high winds warning until noon. Looking for a high of 46. Tonight, partly cloudy. The wind's letting up, 19 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy and 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations if there's rain for more than 2 hours on any given day. So call your travel agent. Only in Acapulco. Where else? Mexico. Beyond your expectations. Restrictions apply.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Start your new year off in a new light. Enlightened Studios in Boulder is moving, and all displays are now on sale. Add some sparkle and update your style with display bargains from 20 to 40% off. Purchase additional stock or special orders to go with your displays at 20% off. Help Enlightened Studios in Boulder move to their new location by taking advantage of their moving sale going on now. Hurry in for a great selection of display lighting to brighten your new year. A unique lighting store located at 1990 8th Street in Boulder. For now, call them at 303-449-9899. The new Democratic Congress brings hope for the return of democracy, but they must keep working to get out of Iraq, stop genocide in Darfur, promote energy independence, and end the influence of big money in elections. Learn how you can help achieve these goals at Be the Change USA's conference this Saturday in Golden at the Manning School. It starts at 1 p.m. with panels, food, entertainment, and great speakers including Mike Miles, Pat Walk, and Ken Gordon. For details and registration, go online to btc-usa.org.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. To find out more, just call us. The information is free. 1-800-300-7351.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and get your free information. 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, Norm Ornstein answers your questions about public policy. How can I, a busy mother of four, find time to get my favorite earmarks into the next defense appropriations package? What does a possible revocation of the president's fast-track authority mean for my elderly parents? How can I keep my family safe from unfunded mandates? All that, plus Iraq war vet and author Paul Rykoff on the next Franken.
This morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron and Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I had just had to interject a note of happiness and hopeful in the show. So we just spoke to John Rao of JustSixDollars.org, and I'd love to talk to you at 303-713-7600. I really think publicly financed elections are the only way to go. So I'm very glad there's a grassroots movement starting. Let's give them some support and help, shall we? JustSixDollars.org. I really like anything that involves bipartisan support in terms of reforming this nonsense. $2 billion? I'd rather spend $2 billion a year than have all this hoopla and money wasted on this nonsense. Then we'd have less millionaires in office, and that would be a very good thing. Dan in Boulder County, welcome, and thanks for joining us
on
AM 760. I am well. How are you?
I'm doing great. The reason I'm calling is, talk about grassroots organizing. I am part of an organization that's just starting up called Clean Campaigns Colorado, which is working on publicly financed elections for Colorado office holders, not Congress.
For local work,
state,
yeah.
State level.
Right, state level, great.
Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State, Senator, House member.
Excellent.
I just wanted to let people know that we're working on this. They can get a hold of information about this effort at the website cleancampaignscolorado.com.
Right.
We have a meeting coming up in 3 weeks from yesterday. We had a meeting yesterday. We're just getting things off the ground. We're starting to formulate what the program would look like and how we would fund it and so forth, and we'd like to have lots of participation from the citizens across the state. Very important that we do this.
Amen. No, and Arizona and Maine, I was really impressed listening to the public radio interview when I heard with them, because it was up here on KUOW in Seattle the other day, Friday I believe it was, and it was really amazing to me how much it had opened up the field for all kinds of people to run. I mean, there have been various movements toward reform, like I think it's in South Dakota, they pay people salary for a year to allow regular people to run. You know, there are various options that are coming up that I think are very creative, but I really believe that publicly funded elections is the way to go. So how much would it cost us in Colorado? Do you have an idea of the cost yet?
A little bit of an idea. This is just very preliminary. But
of course.
This last election cycle, for the state level offices, there was about $40 million spent. That's a lot of
money. That's a lot of dough.
On the other hand, there are only about 4 million, 4.5 million citizens in Colorado. So that's really only $5 per year per citizen to fund that level of expenditure for all the state races. We're talking the governor on down.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's. It may sound like a lot of money at the beginning, but when you start looking at the actual cost per citizen per year, it's a lot cheaper than all the waste that you get from the people who are having to pander to their funders.
Well, it makes everybody a stakeholder, and I should have asked John Rao this question, like, how are you going to deduct the $6 from everybody? Because nobody, I mean, I think I'm one of the only people in America who checks off my $3 federal campaign thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always give $3 because I always thought that was a wonderful idea, and I would rather give my candidate, whoever that is, or the pot, more of a lift that way, because I don't have buku amounts of bucks to donate to candidates. So, and I don't like to do that anyway because I'm a talk show host and then I can't wail on them. But, you know, I think one of the things that we need to do is we need to figure out a way to, because it's easy to say it's $6 per citizen, but it really isn't that. But even if it's like, say, $25 a year and you take it out of my taxes, go right ahead. You know, I'm not in the highest.
People want to be sure that this is saving them in the long run. Not only is it saving them money, but it's also ending up with better public policy.
Absolutely.
The policies are based on the merits of the case rather than being based on where people get their money, where the legislators or the candidates get their
money. People have to run on the content of their character, and it's not the big moguls making those decisions for us. Thank you very much.
I think it'll make a much better government.
I think it may, too. Thank you, Dan, very much. Keep us posted on cleancampaigns.com, Colorado.com. Clean Campaigns, that's plural, AmericanHeartAssociationColoradoCO.com. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. I believe we had another caller hanging, so we'll talk to Sherry coming up next. I hope so. And if not, we'll open it up to whatever you want to talk about, including candidates for president 2008. Joe Biden joined the crowd over the weekend. What do you think? And we've got some breaking news about ambassadorships. All that and more coming up on the Jay Marvin Show. AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 303.
Do you care about our nation's energy situation? Do you know that our oil dependence is expected to worsen over the next 20 years? Our political leaders need to know that you want action on this issue. Unlike Brazil and even Sweden, we have no plan to control our energy destiny. If you care, sign our petition at EI2025.org and support political candidates that will do more than talk. Learn more at Americans for Energy Independence. EI2025.org.
Now, these high winds, I-25 north of I-70 and Highway 7 through Lafayette bogged down with more traffic due to the closures of the Boulder Turnpike eastbound from Table Mesa to McCaslin and Highway 93 south of Boulder. Weather today, high wind warning in effect until noon, high of 46, right now partly cloudy and 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What a deal. A Subway Fresh Value Meal sub of the day for just $3.99. A different sub every day with chips and a drink, just $3.99. For a limited time, but participating restaurants. Offer good on a regular 6-inch sub, bag of chips, and 21-ounce drink. Subway. Eat fresh.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just a fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Love that kicking music as we head back into our Monday morning. Look out for that blowing snow. Senator Ken Salazar. John Turk tells me he's come out with a scathing statement about FEMA. Hey, FEMA, get busy. Get some money to our Colorado ranchers. You know, airlifting feed out to cows is really tough and expensive work. So Ken Salazar says that the delay, he said the state of emergency declaration is a good first start for that storm after storm after storm we've been enduring in Colorado. But he says The delay in getting funding to farmers and ranchers is unacceptable. Good for him. Thank you, Senator Salazar. Now, the other breaking news that John tells me about is that President George W. Bush will nominate U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad, to be the U.S. representative to the United Nations. And he will nominate the ambassador to Pakistan, Ryan Crocker, to the Baghdad post. We'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting ride, won't it? 303-713-7600. And we have such a treat coming up for you. You may have seen David Boone, avalanche survivor, around the TV dial this morning. Thanks to the efforts and persistence of John Turk, we have him right here on AM 760 coming up later in the show. So do please stand by for that. I don't know about you, but anybody who's ever skied in Colorado, been snuck in a snowdrift, or just been worried about an avalanche falling on your head, I want to hear from somebody who survived the Bertha dump very badly. So we're going to be talking to David Boone coming up. He survived that big avalanche that took out 8 cars at least. And, you know, people survive. It's just amazing. We can talk about this in a fun way and a interesting way, in part because no one was seriously injured, and that is to be grateful for, isn't it? 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Sherry in Denver, thank you so much for waiting. Good morning and welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I am well.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
You actually made my day this morning. I was listening to you at 6 when I get up, and no one had mentioned about the problem that Israel was going to do with Iran and the sites that they were going to bomb, and I thought, you know, I must have not heard that. And then when you said it, I was like, oh, yeah, great. And the next thing you did was about the people running for office and getting rid of, you know, the large contributions. And you can tell that it takes a lot of money because they're starting to run right now.
Yeah.
They're collecting money right now. And the thing that bothered me that I was really down about was that after the Democrats won and they were signed in and they had their party, they had a lobbyist on. And he said, oh, they don't believe in us, but tomorrow they're going to ask for money.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, oh, my God, they're in their pockets. They're not going to get out. It's just as bad.
Well, the way you have to run for money, do you know how much? I mean, this is information that's at least a few years old, but... But I remember when it hit me upside the head, Senator Feinstein, running for Senate in California, you have to raise $22,000 a day. It's probably 30 by now. That's $30,000 a day, a day. So if you don't go leave your Senate or House offices and go across the street and start fundraising, you aren't going back. And so it becomes this horrible catch-22 that they're in. And I don't know about you, but if somebody gave my campaign a huge amount of money, I'd probably at least listen to them. But I wouldn't want to. I would feel like taking a bath afterwards. So this, I think, would make politicians really happy. I would hope so. I really think it'll be much, much better for all around if we take so much huge money out of, and you know, in some ways the money does trickle down and help people. I mean, advertising agencies get paid, people who buy catering, you know, food get, I mean, I was trying to think of, you know, the ripple effect of the money that goes into electioneering. And that's one reason why it's been hard to attack. But I really believe that if we publicly fund it at a certain level, and let the chips, where it's viable, I mean, I agree that we're not going to be able to limit all big spending, but particularly by people's personal money. But I think it will definitely broaden our scope in terms of politics and get their influence peddling out, which I want immediately. Thank you.
That's right. You've got to get them out.
Well, yeah. Now, the other thing I want to say for you, Sherry, because your phone just cut out, is this. Remember, Israel is denying planning to attack those three sites. There are three sites. I'd have to look at the article to remember exactly which three sites they are. But basically, the allegation is that they're planning to send in bunker buster bombs to destroy where they are allegedly separating the uranium, where there's a heavy water outfit, and where they're actually, in fact, maybe building the infrastructure to build bombs. So is how I remember it. I just don't remember the specific names of all the sites. So But it has been denied by the Israeli government, although we do have a caller this morning alleging that they're bringing nuclear weapons into Iraq. Wah! So I'm going to open it up to whatever you want to talk about, apart from talking to David Boone and the avalanche survival. And if any of you have ever survived anything like that, I mean, the only thing I've ever survived is skiing in Steamboat. I did a flip. Do you ever ski? I mean, I'll never know how I did this either, because I'm a pretty good shusher, but I'm no basher. You know, I just have never been able to bash. I guess I've just seen too many people. My cousin ran into a tree and broke his leg in seven different places, and he had to wear a cast for so long. I think it influenced me in terms of being a more cautious skier. When I was skiing, actually, in Steamboat Springs, and what I like to do is ski on runs that are a little too easy for me, and then I can, like, wail on them and have some fun, you know. And I was skiing down, and I hit this... I hit this little hill that I hadn't, it was hard to see because of the light, and I went up in the air, and I literally turned, flipped over upside down, and poof, landed in a big snowbank. Upside down, my skis were, in other words, where the ground was, and my head was deep in the snowdrift. That's as scared as I ever want to be in terms of being buried by snow. So I'll look forward to talking to David Boone. My friends, of course, saw me, went, whoa, laughed and got me out. I mean, I was able to bend and dig, too, but it was not easy and not fun. It's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. I would love to talk to you. The presidential roulette, speaking of publicly financed elections and where our country is headed, the presidential roulette is getting hot and heavy. The speculation is starting. I wonder, even if it isn't too, if it is too early, I would still like to talk about it. Joe Biden has just thrown his hat in the ring, and I'm wondering what you, the progressive audience, think of that. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Standing by now for Progressive Traffic with Gina Michaels. Coming up next, to keep you track of all that blowing snow. Coming up.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for a new wreck now on the northbound lanes of 225 at Mississippi. That's going to be a very heavily traveled area still for this time in the commute. You're going to see some delays there from Parker to I-70, so just watch out for that. Of course, I-70 is still a pretty tough ride off of 225, especially if you're headed eastbound, and we've got a lot of traffic as well on the westbound side coming out of Wheat Ridge headed toward the I-25 corridor. So far, no major issues in the heart of the city, but traffic is still jammed up across town. The biggest problem still dealing with high winds. We still have eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike shut down between Table Mesa and McCaslin due to the drifting snow and these treacherous wind conditions. And Highway 93 remains closed as well south of Boulder. Weather outlook today, looking for that high wind warning to continue through noon. 70 mile per hour gusts at times to be expected with blowing snow and a high of 46. Right now, partly cloudy, 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Graduation without limitations. Learn about the freedom and convenience of online courses from the University of Colorado.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Start your new year off in a new light. Enlightened Studios in Boulder is moving, and all displays are now on sale. Add some sparkle and update your style with display bargains from 20 to 40% off. Purchase additional stock or special orders to go with your displays at 20% off. Help Enlightened Studios in Boulder move to their new location by taking advantage of their moving sale going on now. Hurry in for a great selection of display lighting to brighten your new year. A unique lighting store located at 1990 8th Street in Boulder. For now, call them at 303-449-0573.
1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
Jay Marvin from Rocky's Autos, and now more buying power than ever from Rocky's Autos, where they're matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle. Or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle. And you talk about a selection. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the Front Range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner 63rd and Federal.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
Colorado Crush owner John Elway's New Year's resolutions.
2007, lucky number 7. A new Colorado Crush Arena football season approaches. The Crush are ready to win more games, get back to the Arena Bowl, and win another league championship. We'll score more touchdowns, make more defensive stops, and do it in the spectacular, amazing style that is uniquely Colorado Crush Arena football. Entertain our great fans, score another trophy for Colorado, and get another ring for the team. Let's get started.
Season tickets are on sale now at 720-258-3400, Ticketmaster.com, or ColoradoCrush.com.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Welcome. We've got a plethora of topics on the table. They are campaign finance reform. We've been talking about Iraq, not just at what a mess it is and how we got there, but how do we get out of there with any kind of improvement in our state and the world at all. Is it possible? 303-713-7600. And we're going to add the presidential race for 2008 coming up. And here is Joe Biden announcing yesterday on Meet the Press.
Senator Biden, presidential politics, you said last year that you would make a decision January of 07.
Yes.
Are you running for president?
I am running for president.
Are you filing for exploratory committee?
I'll file an exploratory committee before the month is out.
This month?
This month.
And you're going to take on Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and all other comers?
I'm going to be Joe Biden, and I'm going to try to be the best Biden I can be. If I can, I got a shot. If I can, I lose.
That was a good answer. Good answer, I went. Good answer. You should have heard me, though. I almost blew out my own ears when I screamed when the Seahawks hit Romo bobbled that ball. And the Seahawks won their game. I don't mean to rub salt in the Bronco wound, but it was pretty an amazing game. I'm surprised you didn't hear me. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Giuliani, McCain, Romney on the Republican side by conservative lineup Brownback Huckabee. And I heard something interesting from Harold Ford Jr. yesterday on George Stephanopoulos, which was Jeb Bush. Don't count out Jeb Bush. Meanwhile, the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Edwards, Joe Biden, Vilsack Biden and Edwards, the only announced candidates so far, apart from Dennis Kucinich, who I will not leave off the list, although I think he will have an influence. I do not believe he has a shot at president. Carol, but neither, I don't think Vilsack does either, and I'm not sure Biden does at all. Carol in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. One comment on the campaign finance. I agree public is the first step. You got to go to public financing. But the one thing that no one talks about, and I cannot figure out why anybody doesn't talk about this, is to clean up the tax code.
Yeah.
You've got to clean up where the money's going. You know, campaign finance is just one part of the problem. The other problem is the committees these guys sit on, the controls they have for getting tax credits and tax breaks.
Oh, look at Tom DeLay saying, if you don't hire Republicans, we won't deal with you.
Exactly.
I mean, it changed the shape of K Street overnight.
You know, and even though I know a lot of people don't even want to think about it, you know, some kind of a graduated flat tax for everyone.
It's really retrogressive.
Well, not if it's a progressive tax.
Well, then it's a progressive tax.
Not a progressive tax, but I'm talking about. I can only tell you here in Colorado we have flat tax,
mm-hmm.
and it works great. We have to do the same thing, and they can start off with the corporations and get rid of, clean up the corporations, see how much money they get, and then turn around and start cleaning up individual income tax. But they've got to start somewhere, because as long as these guys can give the money to whoever they dang well please.
Oh, exactly. And get influence.
They're still going to get money.
The question I always want to ask them when they want to tell me that those people have a right to free speech, I want to say, okay, well, what about my right to speech to combat all of them when I can't possibly, because they can outspend us by 900,000,000%?
Exactly.
So I think you raised some very good points. I'm not sure how we deal with all this, but I agree with you, public financing and cleaning up K Street. I'm not necessarily for all lobbyists being out of work. I think people have a right to go and advocate their point of view. But I agree with you that they have far too much influence. I mean, one of the things that was a repulsive symbol of the last Congress was the fact that the lobbyists, well, part of the reason the Democrats weren't allowed into the committee reports and to the final drafting of bills was because the lobbyists were right there in with the Republicans drafting the legislation.
Exactly.
That's disgusting. That should not be happening.
Well, if you clean up the tax code, too,
good point.
The one thing that it will do is these bills will get a lot shorter.
Well, you know,
because they can't be throwing in all that stuff.
I know, and what is the tax code more than 1,000 pages?
Yeah,
which is an obscenity. That's ridiculous.
You
raise a very, very good point, and I think people are tired of this. And I agree with you that it may be some good issues. I think we have to get out of the war first, and there are a number of things ahead of the line. But I agree with you that these issues are crucial and critical, and maybe they shouldn't be they should be coinciding on the same side of the line. In other words, they should all be very important.
Right.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. One quick comment about Iraq.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Everybody talks about what we are going to do for that country, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How we are going to solve that problem.
Right.
And we continually come from that point of view when we don't understand it as their country.
No,
they
this
have
is true.
To,
We broke it. We went in and invaded it. We took
the
lid off.
That is very true. But you can support people with money without supporting people with lives. And this country has this arrogance that we can go in and fix everything. And the reason you talk to other countries, even though, you know, the factions there may not be agreeing with what's going on in Iraq, is because you get points of view from them on how to address problems. Bush went in there and ignored
all of the sound advice, all of it, because, you know, I was reading it, you were reading it, other people were reading
exactly.
it, people understood the differences. So how did this happen? I don't know. It's just incredible. I know. But reviewing how it happened, it is not going to get us out of there now, and it's not going to get us out of there with intelligence.
But it's going to give us some other perspectives and other ways of looking at
it. I think we absolutely have to investigate it. I think we have to investigate it down to the ground. But I also think we have to concurrently work on a way to be able to resolve it in a way that does the least damage both to them and to us. And that's going to be a very sticky wicket.
Yep, and especially if we don't listen to the people that are there in the Middle East.
Well, thank you very much for your call. And they're giving us some mixed signals. Thank you very much for your call. Here's some of the mixed signals that are coming out of the Middle East. We don't want you. Thank you. That was allegedly what Nouri al-Maliki was saying, and then Bush had a 2.5-hour conversation with him, and suddenly it's okay. So then we have Muqtada al-Sarta, get out, get out, get out, get out. We have Sunnis, get out, we hate you, get out. And Saudi Arabia, get stuffed. We're not going to help you. Israel, we'd love you to help, but could you send us some intelligent help? And I'm not sure that exists in the State Department these days. So where are we going to do this? And I think it really is going to, I mean, unfortunately, yesterday when I heard Joe Biden say that Bush is doing this cynically because he wants to dump it on the next president. It may be we need a next president because this one is not facing facts. This one still isn't facing reality. He just lost, he hemorrhaged seats in the last election, but he doesn't seem to care. He's like plotting a way to, I just want to win. I've just got to win. They've got these blinders on. I've just got to win. You know, and you hear it in Lindsey Graham's voice, too. I've just got to win. And it's like if you win a war-torn country that is rife with internecine warfare, just what have you won exactly? What would that be that you have gained, I wonder? Now, will Lieutenant General David Petraeus be able to do anything? I don't know. I tend to agree by reading all of this that of all the people involved, he may be able to at least put some sense and sensibility on the ground because he actually understands the culture, which our last caller was talking about in a very plaintive way, which makes a lot of sense. If we don't understand the machinations of Muqtada al-Sadr and all the different militias on the ground, we're going to be in even more trouble. And maybe we are going to have to hold each neighborhood street by street. But then we're mired in, and then what do we do? And how can you run a normal course of business if you need the Marines and the Army to guard your streets? Makes my head hurt. 303-713-7600. No less intractable and no less a problem. Obesity fight hits cafeteria. Many fear a note from school. I'm going to talk a little bit about this. I've already gotten some email from Greg O., in Colorado about it. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit coming up because it's a searing story. Here's how it starts. It's by Jody Cantor in today's New York Times. Six-year-old Carlin Dunbar barely touched her dinner, but not for the time-honored six-year-old reasons. The pasta wasn't the wrong shape. She didn't have an urgent date with her dolls. The problem is her body mass index is in the 80th percentile. She doesn't know what index or percentile means, but she knows she's in danger of being overweight. And she's afraid to eat because she doesn't want to get in trouble at school. There's something wrong here. There's something very wrong here. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk, in for Jay Marvin. Coming up next, whatever you want to talk about, that and an avalanche survivor and more.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalonis.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
Do I hear an A? Vitamin A, yes. Vitamin B from the gentleman in the back. Do I hear a K? Yes. Vitamin K from the little lady in red.
Most multivitamins sell you on how many ingredients they can fit in. But Centrum discovered it's about something more. Centrum balances combinations of nutrients like C recharging E to optimize their antioxidant power. A complete formula with 8 interactive combinations that help your body get more out of Centrum.
Calcium, anyone? Do I hear magnesium?
A lot isn't everything. Centrum is balanced and complete from A to Zinc.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young in New York, where authorities have been trying to pin down the source of an odor resembling natural gas that spread over a large section of Manhattan and across the Hudson River in New Jersey. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has been speaking to reporters at City Hall.
The smell is there. We don't know the source of it. It does not appear to be dangerous.
Now, the first reports of the smell began a couple of hours ago, and CBS's Jim Taylor reports that the odor is still there.
I smell it. I smell it right now. On the streets of Manhattan, there's this noxious odor. Smells kind of like gas, and it's really kind of nauseating when you get a really big whiff of it. Still don't know where it's coming from, but people would sure like to know.
There have been no reports of anyone getting sick from the smell. Authorities in Austin, Texas want to know what killed dozens of birds. The discovery of their carcasses prompted police to close down 10 blocks in the downtown section of the Capitol. So far, no reports of any humans harmed. Lyle McCarty, a cameraman for CBS affiliate KEYE-TV, says emergency teams responded.
They dressed up in their, what they call, moon suits, if you will, to protect their skin, and they are wearing tanks with oxygen. They are collecting samples of the birds to run their tests.
Authorities say they may reopen the blocked-off area within the next couple of hours. Well, the time has been set for President Bush to outline his new Iraq war strategy for the American people. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, the president will speak to the nation at 9 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesday. He is expected to announce plans to send up to 20,000 additional troops to Iraq. He'll outline other steps aimed at reversing the spiraling violence that has taken more than 3,000 American lives. This morning, the White House hedged when asked if the president wants Congress to vote on the plan. Spokesman Tony Snow says Mr. Bush welcomes the debate. Seeking support for the new approach, Mr. Bush meets today with two groups of lawmakers. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
There's been a traffic tragedy in North Carolina.
Five members of a family died when their car crashed on a rainy highway during a trip to buy birthday party supplies for an infant who was among the victims. One family member, a 13-year-old boy, had stayed behind at home.
The preliminary investigation reveals that the vehicle was simply driving too fast for the conditions. The roadway was wet from the rain that was passing through the area, and the driver simply just lost control.
Lieutenant Everett Clendenin is with the North Carolina Highway Patrol. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Researchers say the tween years of 9 to 12 are especially risky for girls and weight problems.
This sets a pattern into adulthood.
Dr. Denise Simons-Morton, an obesity prevention expert, she says preteen girls who are overweight may be vulnerable to an array of health problems later.
It puts them at high risk for high blood pressure and other cardiovascular conditions that increase the risk of having a heart attack or a stroke when they get older.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 45, the Nasdaq 3. This is CBS News.
This Wednesday.
This is the course I've chosen. And in the end, you're completely alone with it all.
The most highly acclaimed drama in television history is coming to A&E. The Sopranos.
You know who I am? You know what I do?
The power.
You got no idea what it's like to be number one.
The love.
What does she have that I don't have?
The loyalty.
I follow you into the gates of hell.
The vengeance.
There has to be consequences.
The Sopranos on A&E. Premieres Wednesday at 9, 8 central.
Once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep. I designed my own spreadsheet.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheet.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Extremely dangerous driving conditions in parts of the metro area, on the west side anyway. High winds causing blowing and drifting snow. 9 News meteorologist Marty Coniglio says the winds will continue through the day.
That's true from around the Pikes Peak area all the way up into southeastern Wyoming. From the Springs to the south on the plains, gusts over 50 miles an hour will be common.
High wind warning up throughout the day for the foothills and central mountains. Roads closed, business delays also popping up as well. The turnpike being closed between McCaslin and Boulder from time to time. Plows trying to get through to knock off the drifts. Highway 93 from 64th Avenue up through Highway 170 closed periodically as well. Also, some business and school closures today. We'll focus on the businesses. Most of the schools already in session that are going to be there. But Dietrich Standard, a late opening. Employees should call the office at 10 o'clock for an update. Also, MacData Corp. opening at 10 this morning, and a noon start for the U.S. Department of Commerce Boulder Labs today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, not a lot of change. Still a pretty tough ride around the metro. We've had very windy and congested conditions in many areas. Wreck and cleanup northbound 225 at Mississippi. But the Boulder area and the northwest still catching most of the trouble. Highway 36 remains closed out of Boulder. Denver bound. The westbound side, a Boulder bound, definitely bound up. Stop and go from I-25 into Broomfield. Looks like Highway 93 south of Boulder could be shut down most of the day, and Highway 119 is extremely treacherous. Expect much heavier traffic on I-25 north of I-70, Highway 7, Baseline, and South Boulder Road through Lafayette due to these closures. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul,
I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Hi, this is Erin Hart. Once again, a big thank you to John Turk back at the studio. We'll be talking to David Boone coming up this hour. He is one of the survivors of the Colorado avalanche on 40 near Berthoud. Whoa. Really amazing. Amazing that they had workers nearby who were actually being trained in avalanche rescue who could get down the mountain, skinny down the mountain, and help out. It's providential, I would say. Church group from Ames, Iowa, my grandfather's hometown, was caught in the same avalanche. Okay, it's 303-713-7600, my grandfather, who moved to Nun and became mayor of Nun. Although they offered to impeach him because he wanted to spend money repainting the water tower, and they didn't like that at all. I mean, he didn't like that at all because he thought it was a profligate waste of money during the Depression, and they sent little school children to beg him to repaint it, and he resigned. He was pissed. He was annoyed. He was like, no, we don't do this. He was kind of fun, my grandfather. All right, here's the thing, 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you about whatever you would like to talk about. We've been talking about what do we do once we get out of Iraq, or, you know, let's not wait for the president to have a plan. How do we get out of there? And the best plan I've heard of is we really need to get out of there cautiously, carefully, and make sure we try to stabilize the region as we go, which means the international force to follow us, which means do not sign 30-year contracts so that we can make money on the backs of the Iraqis. And we need to also make sure that we don't give any more money to this effort to increase or gin up unless we have a clear-cut, intelligent, sane plan. And just saying those words and those adjectives, thinking of the Bush administration, seems like cognitive dissonance to me. So what's your plan for Iraq is the quick way to say that. Who do you think will be the presidential hopeful in 2008 who will grab your interest? So far, I'm leading to Gore, who hasn't announced, hasn't even come close to it. But of all of them, I mean, I like John Edwards. I like Barack Obama an awful lot, but I don't think he can be president just yet. But maybe he can. I don't know. Maybe we need somebody with no foreign policy experience. Hell, they can't mess up any worse than these guys who apparently had eons of it and apparently couldn't figure their way out of a paper sack, much less Iraq. It's 303-713-7600. So, you know, Hillary Clinton, I have been in the past a bitch for Hillary. Remember when they called her a rhymes with witch on, it was Connie Chung, wasn't it? Newt Gingrich's mom. But I really think we talked to the woman who created that button the other day. But it just seems to me that we've got a very sticky wicket here, and I don't know how we're going to get out easily, and I don't know who the person to lead us to the promised land is. I'm not sure that's going to be possible. We talked about publicly financed elections, which you can also very much weigh in on. Bob S. called to thank us for having on John Rao of JustSixDollars.org. It's great. We need to spread the word that this is possible. Also possible is instant runoff voting, which is in fact supported by Howard Dean. I've heard him comment on it twice, but it's never been picked up as important. And a restoration of the fairness doctrine, woohoo, which is supported by my home district representative, Louise Slaughter, my family's home, Louise Slaughter, Democrat, New York. I'm reading Bob's message. Instant runoff voting would break the restrictive frame on open discussion imposed by Republicans and Democrats and return to the fairness doctrine and ensure good discussion is heard. Yes, as long as I don't have to. Here's the problem, and I've worked in radio, and I just have to tell you, I don't want my airwaves to be hijacked by every single small-time candidate. I really don't. I don't want to listen to somebody drone on for hours about something I really would prefer not to hear about or don't think is possible. And I do believe that there has to be some sort of measuring stick that we use to decide who's viable and who isn't. 5% rules work rather well, I think, if you got, but, you know, maybe we need to make it easier to get that 5%. But do I want to listen to a guy from the far left or the far right drone on and on and on about issues that I don't think they can accomplish? No, I really don't. I don't. I don't think they ought to be able to hijack the airwaves. And I'm not saying that just because a boss might agree with me, you know? I'm really not. They know that. I know that. They know when I don't agree with them, I sure say so. By the way, we're going to be talking to David Boone coming up. He is an avalanche survivor. That will be happening very shortly. Josh in Arvada, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Aaron.
Did I make up that you're in Arvada? Because I think I heard Arvada.
Yeah, Arvada.
Okay, good.
So, you know, this might be a little bit wonky for the show, but I wanted to talk for a minute about... when the Republicans were in, we saw these huge omnibus bills. And so when you were voting for or against the bill, there were hundreds or sometimes thousands of pieces in the bill. And
nobody had time to read it.
Right, that on top of it. And my big thought about what the Democrats need to do is we need to get to a bunch of simple one-issue bills with nothing else. You know, one- or two-line bills, like the minimum wage shall now be $7 or $8 an hour, and that should be the whole bill.
Yep. And then if you want to pass tax reform for small businesses, you do it if you want to, but you do it in a separate bill.
Well, and it also would expose the other, you know, the Republicans and all for what they really are, because you'd be able to go back and say, hey, George Bush vetoed $2 an hour of your work, or if you make less than $50,000 a year, you got... You know, we tried to do this for you, and the Republicans blocked it, and the Republicans just cost you $10,000 a year, $6,000 a year, whatever.
Excellent.
Across the board. And I think that the politicians need to realize that we're not dumb, but we're also not willing to spend the time digging into all the minutiae of all these things, and they need to keep it simple.
You know, keeping it simple, I think, would stand us well in all kinds of areas. I agree with you, and as a former reporter, I have a talk show host who has to synthesize a lot of these complicated issues. I would be grateful for that. I think as citizens, they're asking us to vote on some very complicated subjects sometimes. Let's make it as simple as possible and not confuse it. Now, omnibus bills, the ones that fund different parts of the government, maybe they could break the government into different pieces and do it that way. But one of the problems is that they slide. That's how they get all those earmarks in. And earmarks have gone up an astounding amount. I mean, just astounding amount under the pubbies. I think it's gone from like 64 to 3,000 or something like that. I need to look that up. But it is just awful the way they cram all these things in, and they make amendments that in the middle of the night that they snuck in. And that's part of the reason the Republicans are whining that they haven't had to have a big input these past few week. But you know what? They deserve a little slap on the head, I think, because of all the nastiness they perpetrated in the 12 years they were in office.
Well, I don't think that their crying about lack of input has anything to do with this either, because part of what has been put forward in the first 100 hours is these simple things. You know, how much input do you need?
Exactly.
For it or against it?
Well, and the other thing is they've been voting for it, too. More than 40 Republicans voted for the amendments to the way the bills are passed and on the pork and the earmarks. So good for them. Yay us. You know, we got some bipartisan support right off the bat. Amazing.
Yep.
Thank you very much for your call, Josh.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin at 303-713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, good news from Judy Woodruff, who will be doing a special on PBS this week about the new generation next, 18 to 25-year-olds. More and more are turning more Democratic. They are intellectually and technologically very savvy, and they don't like the current sense of affairs anyway, and they don't want to go to Iraq. So maybe we should listen to them as well, by and large. 303-713-7600. But look for the Imperial Presidency 2.0, as the New York Times notes. Observing President Bush in action lately, We have to wonder if he has actually watched the election returns in November or he was just rerunning the 2002 vote on his TiVo. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin, 303-713-7600. Don't forget, we have David Boone, avalanche survivor, coming up in the show. Sure.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right. It's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1855. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437. 222-1437.
To be a mechanic, you just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Live, local, and progressive. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's wide open, and you can talk about whatever you would like with me, Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. This snowy, thanks to the blowies. Goodness gracious, really mile-high winds blowing sky-high, the snow, down in the Denver area. 303-713-7600. I'd love to hear from you. We're going to talk to David Boone, survivor of that dump, that avalanche up on Berthoud Pass the other day. It's just really scary, below Berthoud Pass, actually, on US 40. We'll be talking to him coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Like you, I've driven that highway many a time and looked at the rocks and the snow, depending on what season it is. Please don't fall on my head. 303-713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. I would love to talk to you about whatever you would talk about this hour. And so we'll go to John in Highlands Ranch. Howdy, John. Welcome to the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show.
Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Good to hear you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for what you do to for my country. I appreciate your efforts.
That's very kind of you.
You know, it's wonderful. Rail on about the campaign finance reform. I don't know if you touched on it today, but I heard a little while ago, it's expected to cost $1 trillion extra over the next 10 years because of that Medicare non-negotiation thing that they threw through. And that was just one piece of their crap, a myriad of really bad legislation.
Really, really, really bad. I mean, who passes a bill where it says you order them not to negotiate better prices? That offended every single shopper in America. And it was just like anybody who has to balance a budget looked at that and went, what in the hell are you to anybody who's, I don't care, independently wealthy looked at that and went, are you high? Are you out of your mind? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Excuse me. You're getting a job.
It wasn't even hidden. It wasn't.
Oh,
and it was
no.
Right there out in the open. How arrogant, you know?
No, Billy Tozan was sitting there negotiating, and then he walked across the road and became a major lobbyist for the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to, if I could, reiterate a little bit. I think the fellow's name was Josh, about simplifying, streamlining it, the process, as far as just throwing one piece out at a time. Because, you know, with all these earmarks, one of the things that happens is, well, like, you know, even guys like Ken Salazar said that he voted for the one about that went against habeas corpus because it also went for the Geneva Convention. Well, you know, come on. I mean, you mix all this stuff together.
Exactly.
If it was just one point, they could no longer be snakes that are hiding. They'd
exactly.
have to be right in the open.
Exactly. If they've got the courage of their convictions, then they should be, and you should be able to make it clear what you're voting for and what you aren't, and don't put people in a terrible position. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Your vote should be very clear and not mixed. You know, not this
exactly.
flip-floppy nonsense.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right. I agree.
Well, you know,
That's a great example.
If you're there to represent us, then prove it, you know?
Yep.
Lady, wonderful work. Keep up
thank
the good
you,
work.
John.
God
thank
bless.
You. Yes, indeed. Same to you. Ron in Denver, thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're more than welcome.
I have two comments. The first comment is I'd like single-issue legislation. I think it's a necessity because it takes some of the smoke and mirror. It would take the smoke and mirrors out of legislation with a little plain English instead of all the mixed-up gobbledygook legalese they try to confuse us with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obfuscation is wonderful.
And then they can hide behind saying that I would have voted for this, but they stuck this in it, and I couldn't in all conscience do that, which really puts people in terrible positions anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
My second comment is I am not for legislating the minimum wage to a point, and I'll tell you because I think it's a de facto tax increase, and the other reason is I think wages are artificially depressed because they won't close the borders. And, you know, if you're going to have a rectal exam to go from wherever to wherever on an airplane within our nation, and you are a legal citizen, then you know what? If we're pretending to be at war, let's not pretend. Let's do it. The American citizen is not the enemy.
Neither are the majority of the people who come into this country to make money for their families. So, you know, rather than pick on immigration, I can just tell you, I live in a state with one of the highest minimum wages in the country. And what it has done here, it has helped keep wages to a sane level, but it has not eliminated poverty. So, and it has not eliminated illegal immigrants from coming here either. So in this state, where it's the highest in the country, I can tell you it doesn't seem to have too much of an influence, illegal immigration, in terms of that. So I'm just telling you, you're picking on the wrong folks.
The first thing the government was chartered for was to provide for the common defense, which means protect our borders.
Well, you know what? You are joined by about 6% of the people in thinking that is the most important issue in America. 45% of us think it's Iraq.
Iraq is a short-term thing.
I understand.
I am not against the war. What I am against is the way it's been prosecuted. It is disgusting thing that is going on in our government.
Oh, one of the worst. I'll tell you what.
I'm a real conservative. I'm not a neo-nut.
No, you cannot support these guys at all. Thank you very much. I know that, Ron. I would never put you in the same breath with them. Thank you very much, Ron, for your call. Virginia, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Virginia.
Hi, Virginia.
Hi, and I want to talk about something that I don't hear anybody talk about, and that's that 120,000 contractors that are over there.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing, if they're there building this embassy, and are we just there protecting them? And then they're gonna get this new contract for the oil over there.
The 30-year contract for Exxon,
right,
and BP.
And then
I think
that's
part of the reason that we're maybe escalating and staying in. Yep, I think that's part of it, and I think we need to talk about that too. Absolutely.
Because I never hear anybody talk about that embassy or all those contractors over there. Who's guarding them?
Well, that's not enough people, because apparently 695 of them have died, at least. So almost 700 of them have died, as well as the more than 3,000 troops. So I would say not enough people are guarding them, and they're not given guns or allowed to protect themselves either quite often. I saw a report over the weekend. So I don't think it's necessarily all that, in all fairness, but I do agree with you that there's a reason why they want to stay in really, really badly. And let's put it this way. I don't think we can, quote-unquote, win, so there's got to be some other reason why they're there. And since I just read an article in the British papers over the weekend saying that they discovered plans and papers saying that they want to sign 30-year contracts with BP, Shell, another giant Exxon, other giant international corporations to ensure the Westerners get a long flow of oil and cheat the Iraqis from the terms of the contract, or make it appear. I'd say there's something else rotten in the state of Iraq.
Yeah, that's me. I think that's the job that he says we've got to do till we get it done.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's not going to be easy to get out of there without leaving some money in there to protect the troops, because you do not want to withdraw their stability either. It's a really big problem. It's a scary, scary big problem, and I don't know how we're going to do it easily or well. It's a conundrum, I would say. Thank you very much for your call, Virginia.
Sure.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Virginia, John, and Ron, all heard from in our last segment. We're going to be talking to David Boone, avalanche survivor, coming up. If you read this morning's Rocky, you know that he and his wife June and 13-year-old Gary Martinez, a friend of the family, were in the car in their Honda when it got knocked off of US 40 just below Berthoud Pass. We're going to talk about that coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show. Once again, Jay's out due to surgery. He'll be back maybe even later this week, so keep your fingers crossed. Mario's in tomorrow, so stand by and stay tuned for it all. Thanks again to John Turk for arranging that interview with David Boone. We are thrilled to be able to talk to him coming up this morning. It's 303-713-7600. Don't forget, you call in, too, your solutions of what we do in Iraq, how you would like to finance elections, single subject laws. I like all of these ideas, or bills. I like all of them. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet Academy of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers, offering world-class ballet training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Located just two blocks south of Park Meadows Mall, visit nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Snogging means kissing, and I've never been told anything otherwise. So, yes, I would consider that I am a good snogger, as you might put it.
HerMatch.com username is Cute Brit Chick, and you can email her right now. Go ahead, it's okay to look, whether it's Cute Brit Chick or someone else. We're so confident you'll find someone special in 6 months that if you don't, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our guarantee to you, and it's only at the allnewmatch.com. See site for details.
I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Arapaho Basin is now 99% open, including Palavicini Terrain and both terrain parks.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they
wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
You're going to love it. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Story is an Inc. 500 company you can trust that'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. He may be back later this week. Stay tuned and stand by, or maybe I will after Mario fills in tomorrow. Who knows? 303-713-7600. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk. A pleasure to join you this morning. And a pleasure to talk to you, David Boone of Fort Collins. You and your wife, June, and 13-year-old Gary Martinez, a friend of your family, headed off on US 40 on below Berthoud Pass on your way. What were you doing when you got knocked in the head or knocked in your car by an avalanche?
We were
heading
up to the Winter Park ski area to do some skiing. We normally go up the night before, but some change of plans sent us up Saturday morning.
Yep. And there you are headed up. All of us have taken this ride of ski to Winter Park. And what did you have? Did you hear any noise before it hit?
No, not at all. We had made that turn by the Henderson Mine entrance there, and
We're
heading up, and it's got the avalanche area. There's no stopping signs, and we saw a little just puff of white powder on the left-hand side about 10, 20 feet in front of the car, and then instantly got slammed by just a blast is the only way to describe it, and it threw us into the guardrail, and we just totally got engulfed in, like, white powder. And then it knocked the car out of control into the guardrail, and then the real meat of the avalanche hit us. And the force was unbelievable. It took us over the guardrail, rolled down the hill 3 or 4 times. It was about a 30-degree slope. We had a tree, tennis diameter tree, popped it in half, and then came to a stop upside down.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you were with your wife and Gary Martinez. Did you all have your safety belts on in your Honda Accord?
Yes, we did. I can't imagine what would have happened to us if we didn't have our seatbelts on. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to mention that for everybody who doesn't like my nephews who balk at putting on their seatbelts. So now you suffered a few cuts into your face and your hands, says the Rocky, but you're pretty much okay.
Yeah, we've got some bumps and bruises, cuts, mainly a lot of stiffness and soreness in our back and neck.
Oh, bet. I'll bet. Now, I cannot believe, it must have just been out, it must have knocked out, the force of the snow must have knocked out your windows, right? What? Could you breathe in the car? Was there any airspace?
There was. When the avalanche hit us, it blew my window in on me. And immediately started. Oh, I'm sorry. Immediately started filling the car with snow, and then we started tumbling, and some more snow was coming in the car. We couldn't see any daylight at that point.
Ugh.
And right as we were getting ready to stop, my wife said, "Clear an airspace, because we've gone through avalanche training, and that's one of the things they teach you." But once it stopped, I put my hand up through where my window had been. We were upside down, and I put it up toward the surface, and I punched through and saw daylight. And so I asked June if she was okay and with me, and she said, yeah. I said, Gary, you okay? You with me? And he said, yeah. And I said, we've got air, so we're going to be okay. And at that point, I got out of my seatbelt, which took a couple of minutes, and dug out and then turned around and started digging the snow out around my wife's face, so she could breathe easier, but I couldn't get her seat restraint unbuckled. And so I crawled back out of the window and yelled up to the road because motors had stopped and we're grabbing shovels and starting to come down. And I said, somebody called 911 and somebody give me a knife. And then I went in and got Gary out through my window. And then somebody came down with a knife and I shattered my back window to get back into the back seat and pushed wife's head. Her head was actually impinged between the headrest and the roof of the car, which was now the floor of the car. So we had to kind of push her up to get her out of that trap and at the same time cut her seatbelt, and then we got her out the side window.
Oh, my goodness. What an ordeal. Thank God. I'll tell you what. When I read that there were avalanche, people undergoing avalanche training up, standing by to help out, I assumed, like many others may have, that they just came down and helped you all get out. But it sounded like you were very much in charge of your own rescue. And how did you happen to have avalanche training? Thank goodness you did. What presence of mind of your wife, June, to say, clear an airspace.
Well, we've lived out here for quite a few years. We moved out here in 1979. We've done a lot of backcountry skiing up on Cameron Pass and with avalanche beepers. We carry avalanche shovels. In fact, there was an avalanche shovel in the trunk of the car. So we use it now more for getting unstuck with our car. But in your wildest dreams, you're real cautious in the backcountry. You hope you're never involved in an avalanche. We've seen them. But never in your wildest dreams do you think you're going to be hit by an avalanche in your car and thrown over a cliff.
No. I mean, actually, I have to amend that. I have one of these imaginations that can run wild at any given moment. So I have driven along that stretch of road and thought, please don't hit me. Please don't fall down right now. Stay up there. But I know I still would be French fried if it did hit me. So now he wants to go.
My daughter, her car is out at college at Christopher Newport University. That's where that car is. So we've got a little put around town truck, but it's not will have taken us up in the mountains safely, so we won't have been up in the mountains with that one.
So you're hoping your other car makes it out of the shop?
Yeah, that's four-wheel drive truck, so we can make it up there. Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad you and your family are fine. Enjoy your weekend skiing. I hope you all do okay. Are you going to backcountry ski or are you going to the lifts?
No, I'll be skiing at the Winter Park ski area The trails are more controlled, and I just love skiing up there, so we'll be carving some turns up on the slopes.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, David Boone. I appreciate your time, and again, glad that you're all right. Good to hear.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron.
Thank you so much. Bye. David Boone of Fort Collins. He and his family were in one of the cars that was knocked off of US 40 below Berthoud Pass. Estimated the car rolled three or four times before it hit a tree, which saved them from going down even further. Wow! Okay, your high country survival stories. And if you had avalanche training, I'll tell you what, if I move back to the high country, I'm getting it. 303-713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Stand by for Rick Morgan. He's coming up next with Progressive Traffic.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, you're going to have a decent drive around town on I-25, either side of downtown, I-70, 225, 470, all in good shape. It's when you get on the west side of town, you're going to have trouble with the blowing snow. And the closures continue. Highway 93 still closed between Boulder and Golden. And the Boulder Turnpike is still closed on the eastbound side between Table Mesa and McCaslin. You just want to stay off those roads until the wind dies down, which will be later on this afternoon into this evening. That high wind warning in effect all day long till 5 o'clock. Mostly sunny skies, but, boy, that blowing snow is going to be a problem on the in the areas just mentioned. Clear skies tonight, less windy, a high of 19, then 52 for tomorrow. Right now it's 38 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapaho Basin is now 99% open, including Palafacini Terrain and Boat Terrain Parks.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Progressive Talk.
We'll have the best 07.
Yeah. Get back to where you want to
get home. Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction. And it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
Jay Marvin from Rocky's Autos, and now more buying power than ever from Rocky's Autos, where they're matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,500. They'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle. And you talk about a selection. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the Front Range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. To find out more, just call us. The information is free. 1-800-300-7351.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and get your free information. 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart. A walking advertisement for why we should all get avalanche training if we live in areas where that are avalanche prone. And if you ski in the backcountry or even ski at resorts and are driving along the highways, I guess the big tip is two things. Avalanche insurance, three. Keep your head and do have your car fully insured, you know, because you don't want to have to leave it by the roadside, not get insurance, and leave the mess there for other people to clean up. It's really hard to deal with. I mean, it's an incredible story of survival, though. But it also reminds me that every time I grimace at having to pay my car insurance, I think I'm going to breathe a little easier now than I have full. Even though my car is 10 years old, it's older than dirt. I think I still, I'm real glad I pay on that 10-year-old car, even though it makes me wince every time I have to do it, because I think, why is it so high on a car this old? But I have to say, not to beat up on our guest, but I have to say, it really does make me feel better about having insurance. It really does. How about you? 303-713-7600, AM760, Progressive Talk. Thanks again to David Boone for taking time out of his busy media schmoozing schedule to talk to us about his survival of the avalanche yesterday with his family. We've been talking a lot about Iraq today as well, and I would love to continue to have that conversation with you. Also, to catch you up on the latest news, which I'm about ready to dive into, I have to tell you, this story about obesity, I don't know how much I am going to get to it, but I really, really want to you to read that article in the New York Times today. It is astounding. It's about this little girl, and she gets this thing about that she's in the 85 percentile of obesity, you know, BMI index, and parents are getting mad because the kids are getting these notes in Pennsylvania, and I believe this girl is from Louisiana and other areas where they're getting notes saying, you know, hi, you're too fat. Well, you know, that's a really terrible thing to tell a kid 6 years old, I think. I think you need to, I mean, talk about, hi, want a recipe for obesity for eating disorders, please. So I think we need to check up on that. And this on the heels, as Greg O pointed out to me in an email this morning, this is on the heels of that news report that you may have heard this morning that anorexia nervosa and bulimia are up among young girls. And you don't want this to happen. You know, we're the wealthiest country on earth. We get more food than anybody else, and we still don't know what to do with it. It's like we don't know what to do with our money half the time either. Drives me nuts. So I just urge you to read that article and think about it. Then the other thing I wanted to tell you about really quickly was Newsweek will have a piece in its issue this week. It's by Michael Isikoff. Another listener sent it to me via the Huffington Post. And basically a CIA panel has told former officer Valerie Plame she can't write about her undercover work for the agency because it might out the CIA, and they don't want any information because she was an undercover officer. Now, wait a minute. The Bush administration can't say out of one hand of its side of its mouth that she was not the biggest CIA agent in the world, and, you know, who cared? She wasn't that important, so it wasn't that bad to out her. And then now the CIA is sitting on her and telling her she can't write about her experiences as an undercover agent or a non-official cover officer, a NOC. Give me a break. How hypocritical is that? Let the woman write her story, would you please? 303-713-7600. We have about 10 minutes if you want to join us real quickly. Joe is saying she listened to this morning on the way to work. Thank you. I think they made a big mistake when they took my show off. Thank you about going on about it, though. And I appreciate the work wherever I can get it. Pedro is doing really well, Joe. Thank you very much for asking. Pedro is bouncing this morning. Sometimes he wants to go outside in the morning, and sometimes he takes one look at the outside and looks at the rain or something and goes, I'm going back to bed. But this morning he bounced around outside for a while, so he's feeling pretty chipper and well, and I will go home and walk him before I have to go to algebra this morning. I didn't do my algebra homework, though. I hope my teacher isn't listening. I don't think she is, but it's like, oops, I didn't finish my homework. I was doing too much homework on Iraq. Now, the other thing I saw today, which was near and dear to my heart, because who hasn't left a book, who hasn't had an old library book that's been bouncing around on your shelves for years? I finally got rid of mine. I turned myself in New York. And they gave me amnesty on my fine. I was very surprised. But Robert Nurinen handed the local librarian a book he checked out from the ninth grade assignment, along with a check for 47 years worth of late fees. Nurinen said his mother misplaced the copy of Prince of Egypt while cleaning the house. The family came across it every so often, only to set it aside. He found it last week while looking through a box in the attic. He said, I felt I better get it in before another 10 years went by. It cost him $171.32. In 57 years, though, would have been embarrassing. The book, with its last due date stamped June 2nd, 1960, was part of young Nuranin's fascination with Egypt. He went on to visit that country and 54 others in all 50 states, he said. He now lives in Los Angeles, where he teaches the 7th grade social studies and language arts. The library had long ago lost any record of the book. She said, "I'm going to use it as an example," said the librarian, Sue Zabinia from Hancock, Michigan. "I'm going to use it as an example. It's never too late to return your books." So whatever it is, that little thing that you've been procrastinating about today, I don't know about you, John. Do you procrastinate ever? I procrastinate all the time. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm okay. Sorry, I was just talking to somebody else.
Nope. I just wanted to make sure everything was okay. I just asked you. Do you procrastinate? Was what I asked you about.
Of course, I procrastinate on just about everything I do.
On just about everything you do, except getting great interviews.
Except getting great guests for the talk show.
Great guests for the talk show. You were heads up on that. Yeah, I have about three things. I was thinking about this library book guy who we talked about this morning off the air, and I really do think. We all ought to look through our closets, through anything. Just try to. I've started making a list on my. I hate lists, and I've avoided them for years, thanks to E.B. White of The New Yorker, because I read him when I was little, and he said never make lists, so I figured, well, I'll never make lists. But now I'm getting older, and I need lists. So anyway, I made a list this week, and my procrastinating thing of the week is last week's was clip Pedro's toenails, because clipping Pedro's toenails is basically like trying to clip the toenails of the Tasmanian devil. He basically whirls around the house. He bites. He runs. So I got him one of those little, and he's only weighs 12 pounds, but you think, you know, like I could hold the dog. Never mind. So I got one of those nose collars to keep his little teeth together so they don't bite at me. And I got a friend to hold him while he was wrapped in a towel. Mission accomplished. And last week's also was to clean my kitchen cabinets, which I finally got around to. So I'm very pleased. I have to think of something new. Oh, I know. I procrastinate all the time about looking for work. So I'm going to look for two work sources today. There you go. All right. Or this week. Imperial Presidency 2.0. That's the other thing to read today. Observing President Bush in action is like wondering whether he's rerunning TiVo, the 2002 vote on it. They say, he said that basically he's been sent a powerful message, but he's ignoring us. So also figure out another way to hold Bush's feet to the fire. I've done it today all day. I don't know what we're going to do in Iraq. I still don't. But I hope it's something more intelligent than what we have been doing. Amen. The other good news of today was stem cell research. Let me not miss this one. They have just discovered that they can harvest stem cells from amniotic fluid. And what we really, really, really need to be able to do is to figure out a way to expand this research. This is one reason why you want research to be continued in our country. Because if they can get stem cells from amniotic fluid and placentas, then we won't have to have any discussions about embryos and why we shouldn't or should destroy them. We can just harvest it by other means that are perhaps safer and saner in terms of the national debate. I am for stem cell research. I support Diana DeGette's bill, may I say very, very quickly, because I think the recalcitrance and the ignorance about science in this country is a topic for another day, but also one that is very, very scary. So the hopeful news of today is because of scientific research, we now have a new way to harvest these cells, which is why we want progress, if not perfection. Thank you all very much. Thanks to John Turk for arranging the interview with David Boone and with John Rao, president and founder of Americans for Campaign Reform. We're very glad to talk to an avalanche recovery, not victim, I can't say, an avalanche survivor. And get that avalanche training, would you? Keep your insurance up. Stay out of that blowing snow if you can. And thanks a bunch. I'll be back with you soon, I hope. Get well to Jay. Thanks again, all, for a great show.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Hey, Buffs fans, join the University of Colorado men's basketball team at the Coors Event Center in Boulder for Big 12 Conference action on Saturday, January 13th. The Young Buffaloes will face the nationally ranked Texas A&M Aggies at 5 p.m. Tickets for this exciting Big 12 Conference showdown can be purchased on the web at cubuffs.com by calling 303.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet